It's time for the District 3 Quad A Football Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com. Tonight, it's Central Dauphin versus Wilson. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Environmental Interiors, Mr. Bob's Subway, Ted's Bar and Grill, Sherry and Bill Anderson, RE/MAX Realty Professionals, and In Touch Communication. Now, let's take it out to the Environmental Interiors pregame show at Hershey Park Stadium with Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy.
Hershey Park Stadium is the site for tonight's District 3 Quad A championship game between two 12-1 teams. It is Central Dauphin and Wilson. Good evening from high atop Hershey Park Stadium. Eric Thomas along with Brian Kaiser and Steve Leedy. We're proud to bring you this game tonight here at what is known as the Concrete Palace. Brian Kaiser, this game, two 12-1 teams. Wilson has won 11 in a row. Central Dauphin has not lost since a game against McDevitt in week two of this season. Two very stout defenses, two very good running games, and two teams that are very evenly matched here tonight.
If you had switched the uniforms of these two teams, I don't know that most people would even realize that's how much carbon copy we have here of these two teams. You've got two teams that haven't lost since the beginning of the season. You've got two teams that want to run the football. You have two teams that defensively really get after and are very aggressive and can put a lot of pressure on the other team. And you've got two teams that really typify what Quad A football has become this year in District 3. Completely unpredictable and virtually impossible to figure out who's going to be able to come out on top in this one.
Central Dauphin comes into this game after two comeback wins against Cedar Cliff and Central York to get to this point. Wilson, of course, defeated Daniel Boone in the quarters. They beat Penn Manor in the first round, and then an epic against Cumberland Valley last Friday night when they won 20-14, had to hold off a late Cumberland Valley rally. Do you look at that item from Central Dauphin? And we talked to Glenn McNamee about this. We'll hear from him in the pregame show here tonight. Do you look at that element of Central Dauphin? Two comeback wins. They played stout defense. They had to rally against Cedar Cliff. They had to rally against Central York. That has to be worth something when you get to a championship game.
Momentum-wise, I would agree with you. Yes, that has to be worth something. But I also look at Wilson, the fact that they were able to hold off a team that in the past is just as much as Wilson has been able to play the spoiler for Cumberland Valley. Cumberland Valley's done the same thing for Wilson in the past. So I think both these teams come in on a real high. And with Central Dauphin, they know that if they're down, they can come back. They have that opportunity. They've shown it before. So depending what happens in the game, yeah, that may play into it. But I think to start off, I think both these teams come in very confident, knowing that they're playing their best football of the season right now, and either team right now has a chance to win.
The quarterback, Seth Klein for Wilson, has not thrown an interception in the last seven games. Brandon Lavia for Central Dauphin has only thrown for 98 yards in three playoff games thus far. Which of these two quarterbacks do you think can get the job done here tonight? The hot one in Klein, who hasn't thrown a pick in 7 weeks, or Lavia, who hasn't been called upon to do a lot in the playoffs?
I think you have to lean to Klein there. And the reason is because of repetition. He's been able to do it in the playoffs. Tremendous athlete. And he's been called upon when his team has needed him to come through. And that's going to be, I think, the big question for Central Dauphin today, because this Wilson team is very good at stopping the run. If that happens today and Central Dauphin's not able to run the football as effectively as they've had at times, will Lavia be able to come through with some big plays out of the passing game? I don't think they can be one-dimensional and win this game tonight, but test will be on the field.
And the running games tonight, very good running games. Rodney Gillen for Wilson, a 1,600-yard rusher this season. He's 139 to break his school record that he set a year ago of 1,829 yards. And on the other side, Zaid Esau and Drew Scales. We're going to see Scales do a lot of different things tonight, the return game, and we're also going to see Esau split out wide as a wide receiver tonight. They love to get Zaid Esau the ball to Central Dauphin.
You want to get him the ball in space because of what a special player he is, a junior, and just a very talented individual. Anytime he touches the football, he can take it to the house. And as we step out for a break right now, those running backs are going to be the key. It may be the role players, the other guys around the ball, who tell the tale of who's going to win this game.
When we come back, we'll hear from Central Dauphin head coach Glenn McNamee. That comes your way next on the pregame show. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD. Mr. Bob Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob Subways, congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Head coach Glenn McNamee. Coach, what does it mean for this program to get back into a district championship game? This is the first time you guys have played 4-1 since 2002-2003.
Well, I'll tell you, our kids are very, very excited. And one of the biggest reasons for the excitement is just simply still to be able to play football in December. These kids really enjoy playing. They're very competitive. They've really come together, and they don't want it to end. They're more excited just the fact to play football in December as much as being here in the district final.
You guys have sort of lived on the edge here in the playoffs. A couple of comeback wins over Cedar Cliff and also Central York last week. But that's sort of been the mentality of this team the whole season. You guys don't give up. You play till the final whistle. That's obviously something you have to call back upon when you get into a situation like this tonight.
Yeah, and very, very proud of our kids for the way they've handled many situations this year. A lot of adversity, as oftentimes teams face. Been a lot of disruptions, distractions, weather, among other things. And these kids just keep marching. They just keep the train on the tracks. And then when you get in those kind of games, that kind of mentality serves you very well. And, even as recent as the last couple weeks.
You guys all season two have relied on the running game, the defense. Where do those two sides of the ball stack up here tonight? Obviously, running the football is important late in the season. I mean, your defense has been red hot, 74 sacks this season. Guys like Evan Schwamm, Zadie Saad, Daylon Russo, those guys have really anchored your defense.
Well, running the football and stopping the run are huge elements, especially when you play football in Central Pennsylvania and the season takes you into December. That's been a big emphasis, but we're going against an outstanding and very formidable opponent, Wilson, who can do just about everything exceptionally well. We're going to have to bring our A game tonight and play very, very hard.
Quickly about Wilson, their defense, very physical. They like to get after guys. Your style of offense, sort of, that's the 50-50 split there in this game, is the way their defense plays and the way you guys like to ground everybody out. How do you think that matchup stacks up tonight?
They got an outstanding defense, and they do play very, very hard. They play with an attitude that they're going to fly to the football. And like I said, we're going to have to play very hard tonight, and we're going to have to execute to the highest degree possible. We've had a great week of practice. I'm very excited to see our kids out there tonight.
Brandon Lavia, a guy that's only thrown for 98 yards in the playoffs. A lot of people have made some news about that or talked about that a lot. Is he the guy that you can sort of turn loose this game? Is he primed to have a big game for you tonight if you need it?
Brandon Lavia is an outstanding quarterback, just recently named first team all conference by the coaches in the league. He manages the offense exceptionally well. He's got all the intangibles. He's a tremendous competitor, and he can throw the ball very, very well. At any given time, if that's what is called upon, there's not a doubt that Brandon Lavia is going to answer the call and throw the ball exceptionally well. His starting record as a quarterback is as good as it's ever been seen at Central Dauphin, and that speaks to Brandon as a player, as a quarterback, and as a person.
Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks for the time.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dauphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
Here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. Kickoff between Central Dauphin and Wilson coming up here momentarily as both teams have made it out to the field. The weather real quick, Brian, 39 here, expect to be a kickoff. Temperature's going to drop, may get into the high 20s before we're done here tonight.
I love weather like this.
So
it's definitely football time, and right now you're listening to the Environmental Interiors pregame show, and our thanks to our sponsors over at Environmental Interiors. Dale and Kathleen Schwann. A big thank you to them for bringing this game to you here on WMSS tonight. Environmental Interiors is on Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of 22. New and remanufactured office cubicles at Environmental Interiors. And a big thanks to the Schwanns for helping us bring this game to you here on WMSS. And what a great championship game this is going to be between Central Dauphin and Wilson.
I cannot remember a game in the district final, even that McDevitt-Cumberland Valley game that was so good a couple years ago, where two teams have been more evenly matched in this game tonight.
It's basically, when you started looking at the brackets for District 3 Quad A, there were several different teams that you looked at, but I really thought, along with Cumberland Valley, these were the two that really jumped out to me. They were the ones who I thought were playing the best football. Wilson, outside of the game with Governor Mifflin, I think everyone knows Mifflin is a team that usually plays its best football at the beginning of a season, and Wilson's a team that usually plays its best at the end of a season. And Central Dauphin has just been coming on and on and on. And defensively, along with Cumberland Valley, they were the three teams. It was an epic clash last week for Wilson and Central Dauphin. This is a team that has really gotten through and has really played some good football and coming from behind their last 2 weeks.
The winner of this game will advance to next Saturday's Western Final, we presume Saturday, at a site and time to be determined. North Allegheny defeated State College in the other PIAA quarterfinal today, 40-14. We're going to step aside when we come back. Kickoff between Wilson and Central Dauphin. It's the District 3 Quad A Championship game on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
InTouch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They also provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry iPhone 4s with true unlimited data. That's InTouch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local high school football.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy, as Central Dauphin and Wilson will get set to get it underway here in the District 3 Quad A Championship game tonight.
And you were listening to the Environmental Interiors pregame show, and we are getting set for kickoff. And again, Eric, we've talked about two very evenly matched teams. I think coming into this game, I think the big key is going to be linebacker play for both of these teams. Which team can shut down the other team's running game, try to make them one-dimensional, force them into a place they don't want to go. And that is, I think both these teams want to control the clock, control the ball on the ground. So if you can force the other team to throw the football, you're going to have an advantage in this game between these two teams. The other thing is going to be turnovers. These teams can put a lot of pressure on the opposing team. If there's a turnover here or there, whether it be in special teams, whether it be in the flow of play, whatever it is, that team immediately in a game this evenly matched becomes that much more likely to do something with it.
Wilson won the toss. They deferred. Central Dauphin will receive. And back deep for the Rams, who are decked out in their all-green uniforms with green and white helmets, white numbers, will be Zaid Esau, Drew Scales, and Andrew Bergwin. Wilson is decked out in their all-white road uniforms with white helmets, red trim, and red numbers. These two teams, of course, two of the best in District 3 over the course of its history. Wilson District Championships in 1989, 90, 99, and 2008. Central Dauphin has two to their credit, 1997 and back in 2002 when they defeated Wilson and Chad Henney right here at Hershey Park Stadium. Wilson will kick off from right to left to start this game. We are underway with the District 3 Championship game. It's going to be a short end over end that one hops into Bergwin's hands around the 15. Bergwin comes near side, 20, trying to stretch it out, gets to the 25, the 30, cuts back towards the near hash and is across the 30 and stopped at the 32, where Central Dauphin will start first and 10.
Excellent field position for the Rams. Let's take a look at the offense with senior Brandon Lavia as the quarterback. He's got Adam Hollinger in the backfield as a fullback. Zaid Esau is the junior halfback. Tight end is Jesse Myers. He's a senior, and you've got a junior wide receiver, Andrew Bergwin, and senior Sam Adams
at the other receiver.
Well, actually, at the 36, Levia will be under center. Two receivers far side, one near side. And the one near side is Zaid Issa. Levia under center on first and 10. Man in motion is Hollinger away from us. Levia the snap, short throw out to the far side to Schaefer. He throws it downfield. He's got a man open, and he overshoots his intended target. Sam Adams on the far sideline, first play of the game. The trickery that we've seen from Glenn McNamee at times, he used that play against Bishop McDevitt earlier this season.
And a great time to use that. Schaefer knows how to throw the football. Had to come in for Levia earlier this year, and you put him out there wide, allow him to get that lateral down the field. Wilson was beat. The pass just overthrown. Otherwise, that's a touchdown in the first offensive play and a great way to start things off.
Second and 10 again from the 36. Centered off and attacks the end zone to our right. Levia this time in the shotgun. Issa goes in motion away from us. They give it to him. He runs far side, gets across the 40 to the 41, where he is stopped by Demetrius Young. And it also looks like Jimmy Waters had a hand on the stop as well.
Let's take a look at the guys up front for Central Dolphin. We're going to have to clear the way and try to control the line of scrimmage. It's Zach Wilk at tackle. He's a senior. Junior Nick Green at guard. Nick Gillick is a senior center. Nate Hamilton is a senior guard. And Evan Schwann, 6'6", 225-pound senior right tackle.
Third and six for the Rams. Two near side, one far side. Levy in the shotgun. Hollinger to his right. Man of motion coming towards us is Scales. Levia takes a snap, rolls out near side, throws near sideline, pass is caught by Schaefer across the 45. He will have enough for the Rams first down and up towards the 47-yard line.
And I'm sure coming into this game, Wilson and their 4-4 defense, and they're really looking to crowd the line of scrimmage. They see on the stat sheet, and also in everything they probably have seen film-wise, this is a Rams team that wants to dominate the line of scrimmage. They're going to come up, they're going to crowd the line of scrimmage, and they're going to force Levia to throw it. Good first pass there from Levia to pick up the first down.
Two left, one right. Slot is Issa far side. Shotgun again for Levia. Hollinger to his left this time. Man in motion goes Scales. They fake it to him. Actually, they give it to Scales. Scales across the 50 into Wilson territory, across the 40 and down inside the 40-yard line to the 36. Off the 37 where he has another Rams first down with 10:52 to go in the first quarter.
Pretty much the same play that they ran earlier with Issa. This time they just run it with the smaller Scales. Gets a good seal block from the left tackle, Zach Wilk, on that side, and they pick up another big first down, driving the football effectively into Wilson territory to start this game.
Gain of 16, first and 10 from the Wilson 37. Receiver each way, shotgun for Levia. Hollinger to his right. Pumps his leg once, man in motion coming towards us is Scales. They fake it to him and then give it to the big fullback Hollinger, and he is wrapped up right around the line of scrimmage and stopped by a swarm of Bulldogs led by Deshaun Giddens, the big defensive tackle, the 5'10", 250-pound senior.
And he's joined inside to tackle by Yancey Uribe Martinez. The defensive ends are two good ones in Matt Rothrock and Junior Joseph, but it's the linebackers who are the best part of this Wilson defense. Madison Miller's Jimmy Waters on the outside, Dominic Moyer, Demetrius Young on the inside, secondary of Rodney Gillen, Colin Harrop, and also joined by Tyler Rivera.
Two receivers each way. Esau's in the slot near side. Shotgun for Levia. He rolls out near side. Throws it. Issa makes the catch across the 35. Tucks his head and pushes forward to the 30. And he has stopped there on the play. Jimmy Waters along with Colin Harrop and Demetrius Young in the vicinity for Wilson.
And tonight's game being brought to you by Mr. Bob Subway. We thank him, Bob and Carol Rogers, for their support of Central Dolphin football here on WMSS.
That'll bring up third down and three for the Rams with 9:29 to go here in the first quarter. This is the first possession for either team. Central Dolphin attack in the end zone to our right here at Hershey Park Stadium. Two receivers far side, Issa again in the slot far side. Split backfield behind Levia. Takes a snap, hands it off to Scales. Scales near hash is across the 30 to the 24. He has got enough for the Rams first down with 9:14 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, this is impressive stuff here early on for Central Dolphin, being able to run the football. And if you take a look at their weights up front, this is not one of those huge, just big offensive lines. I mean, outside of Wilk at left tackle, 275, everybody else is 225 or lower. This is just a team that does a very good job with leverage and did a great job with drive blocking up front.
First and 10 from the Wilson 24-yard line. Levia under center this time. Backs are split. Hands it off to Scales. Scales trying to work his way inside. Will pick up two and gets across the 25 to the 23.
And they're running really tight line splits right now. Guys right next to each other, not allowing Wilson to try to
dive in between and hit the gaps. So, and that's going to be something that I would expect them to continue to do this entire game, because against a very aggressive defense, you want to make sure that there's no penetration. That's the one thing that really can hurt your offense.
It's a pickup of 2, 2nd and 8. Levy in the shotgun, Hollinger to his left. Man in motion now, Schaefer. He shifts to the tight end spot near side. Receiver each way. Lavia looking to the sideline, and Central Dauphin will have to call a timeout. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout as well. 8:15 to go, first quarter. No score. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy, as we have a second down and 8 coming up now for the Rams at the Wilson 23.
Yeah, they come up the line of scrimmage, have a great drive going. I think a good decision that time, because Lavia looked over the sideline, saw something he was kind of confused by, so they call timeout to make sure they have the right play here on a very key play.
Adams far side, Schaefer near side. Esai in the backfield along with Lavia in the shotgun. Pumps his leg once, gets a snap. Hand off to Esai right between the tackles. Stop right across the 25 at the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a yard on the play that time. Those two big tackles for Wilson, Yancey Uribe Martinez and Deshaun Giddens, they caused all kinds of havoc last week for Cumberland Valley.
But really what caused the havoc here on this play was a combination of them and blitzing linebackers. And you can expect to see Wilson, after the first few plays where they haven't sent much pressure, they have not been able to stop the running game as effectively, they're going to stunt a little bit more. They had all 8 guys up at the line of scrimmage in the box to stop the run.
Pitch goes to Esai. Esai on third down, cannot get away. Good pressure that time in the backfield by Jimmy Walters, the 5'10 senior, 5'11 senior for Wilson. He made the play, tripping up Esai, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Rams. And Evan Brandis on to attempt the field goal here with 7:25 and a running clock in the first quarter.
Yeah, Walters is a guy who last week, along with Madison Miller, combined on the game-preserving sack as Cumberland Valley just ran out of time last week, driving down the field and in the red zone at the end of the game against Wilson.
Brandis on to attempt a 40-yard field goal now for the Rams, as he will kick into a slight breeze to the end zone out to our right. Spot is down, kick is away. It is an end-over-end, and it stretches. It hits the crossbar and bounces over. It's good. And with 6:54 to go in the first quarter, on a 39-yard field goal officially from Evan Brandis, Central Dauphin strikes first. They lead it 3-0.
I think we know what his range is. I don't think you could have moved an inch further back, because that ball just looked like it was good from the get-go, and then all of a sudden just started running out of steam just as it was getting to the crossbar. It ricochets off of it and goes through, and Central Dauphin has the lead. I'd like to thank a couple more of our sponsors here tonight. Big thank you go out to Sherry and Bill Anderson, RE/MAX Realty Professionals, both CD alumni, and they're out at North Mountain Road near Linglestown. I'd also like to thank In Touch Communication and Anthony Cristello. That's located in Midtown Harrisburg, and right now they have iPhone 4s.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm still so technologically behind things that if it's anything more than something that just text, I might have to give Anthony a call. He can hook me up, maybe show me exactly what I'm supposed to be doing here in the 21st century.
6:54 to go here in the first quarter, as Central Dauphin has a 3-0 lead. Back deep to receive for Wilson will be Morgan. That's Jake Morgan and Rodney Gillen. And the kickoff comes from left to right. It's going to be end over end and bobbled back at the 8. Coming across the 8 on the blown special teams coverage by Central Dauphin across the 35. Wilson's going to get good starting field position out of this kickoff return. And it's Jimmy Brooks that had the return for the Bulldogs.
How many times, though, Eric, do you see that where the return man drops the football initially, and that allows the coverage team to get a little bit out of their lanes. They see the ball on the ground, see an opportunity to make a turnover situation. Instead, by the time they over-pursue, here comes the return man the other way with a big return.
Seth Klein in a pistol for Wilson's offense. They send two receivers near side, one far side. Gillen is the back. On first and 10 from the 40 of Wilson. First possession for the Bulldogs. They hand it off to Gillen going between the tackles. He's across the 40 to the 44-yard line, 43-yard line.
Let's take a look at that starting offense for Wilson with Rodney Gillen, the 1,600-plus yard rusher this season, a 5'11 senior, 181-pound strength and speed combination, but with either a groin or a bone bruise, depending who you talk to, coming into this game may not be 100%. He's got Dominic Moore in front of him at the fullback. Seth Klein, as you said, a very athletic senior quarterback, had the game-winning touchdown run a week ago against Cumberland Valley.
Jake Morgan with 12 catches last week is Klein's top target. He's lined up wide to the far side. Klein looks his way now on second down, throws over the middle, and a diving Morgan makes the catch into Central Dauphin territory at the 45.
And that's his 63rd catch of the season. With that one, he's over 1,000 yards receiving on the year. He and Klein have been best friends since elementary school. So there's that connection there right away. Colin Harrop, Matt Rothrock are the other receivers. The first one a wide out, the other one a tight end. You'll also see a lot of Junior Joseph tonight. He will line up sometimes at fullback and as a second tight end.
Two left, one right on first and 10 after the 12-yard pickup. Handoff goes to Gillen. Gillen is bottled up, and he's swarmed up back behind the line of scrimmage by that Rams defense. That Rams defense that is so stopped, Ryan. They only give up 74 yards rushing a game. Now, passing-wise, they've given up 153 a game, but 72 yards rushing in District 3 against some of these high-powered offense, pretty good defense.
Yeah, at the Quad A level, teams like to run the football. They like to pound it at you, and the fact that they have been that good against the run this year is just impressive. And Clayton Schanauer, Austin Noss, Sam Hartman, Isaiah Brown and Ethan Werner are the guys across from them on the offensive line for Wilson who are going to have to try to change that.
Two left, one right. Shotgun for Klein, takes a snap. Looks, get pressure coming from Issa, and Issa's going to wrap him up and drop him back at the 50. Going to be a loss of 5 on the play and bring up 3rd and 16. And
that's sack number 13 of the year for Zaid Issa. He just came scot-free on the outside. They forgot about where he was. Let's look at this excellent Central Dauphin defense with Nate Hamilton, Evan Schwann at the ends, Nick Gillick, Zach Wilk at the tackles, Dalen Russo, Ben Mosey, Adam Hollinger, and Zaid Issa at the linebacker positions, Andrew Bergwin, Sam Adams, Drew Scales make up the secondary in the 4-4.
Third down at 16 from midfield. 4:27 to go, first quarter, Central Dauphin in front, 3-0. One right, two left. Shotgun for Klein, he goes back to pass, pressure coming again, and he is going to go down back across midfield. Evan Schwann, along with, it looked like Mosby, checked out Adam Hollinger in on the stop for Central Dauphin.
Yeah, and he stepped back to pass. He's looking down the field because it's a deep route being run to try to pick up the first down. It takes a little bit more time to develop, and by the time he looked downfield and looked for that deep route to be open, the defense was already there, and they closed him. And very important against a very athletic player, you've got to come from the outside and contain and then combust.
The electric Drew Scales back deep to receive the punt. Coming from right to left, it is a high, spiraling kick that Scales has to retreat back to his 11 to get. Now he gets back across the 10, is bottled up, and gets across the 15 up towards the 17-yard line where Central Dauphin will start their second possession, 3:36. There is a flag all the way back towards midfield.
I think we're going to have some sort of an illegal block. Gives us a chance to thank another one of our sponsors, Ted's Bar and Grill. New owners out there, Romeo and Johnny, out at 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's. So big thank you to them and for joining us and helping us bring this game to you tonight here on WMSS.
It was a good punt that time by Wilson. Scales has scored touchdowns 5 different ways this season. He's an X factor in this game for Central Dauphin. You look at him, fumble return, interception return, rushing, receiving, and a kick return touchdown this season for Scales.
Issa is the headline guy. Scales is the guy who's going to sneak up on you. It reminds me in a way of those backs in the NFL. I'm not comparing the talent, but the type of player he is to like a Darren Sproles or Jacques Rogers. I mean, guys like that who they can beat you in so many different ways. They're very elusive. By the time you figure out that they're as fast as they are, they're already by you.
Penalty for a block in the back. Takes the ball back to the 8. Rams will start 1st and 10 from their own 8. to left, and we got a false start. Check that illegal procedure that time on Wilson. So that's going to give Central Dolphins 5 yards, create second and five.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff up front, moving around. Actually, both teams are, but that time Wilson bouncing around up front. They're trying to be very aggressive, and Yancy Uribe Martinez move forward.
Wilson last week against Cumberland Valley, a couple of ill-timed penalties. They had two personal fouls and a pass interference that really set the Eagles up. They're a team that can be at times a little undisciplined. Two left, one right. Levia shotgun. Esau comes in motion towards us. They hand it to him out of the snap. Esau is across the 15, stopped at the 16. Pick up a three that time, and that'll bring up third down and two.
Junior Johnson looks like he's a little bit slow to get up, too. Got helmeted right in the gut by Esau as he came across the line of scrimmage. He came up for the tackle. Esau just put the head down and burrowed right into Johnson.
Second down for the Rams as they send Esau out wide to the near side. Three receivers far side. Lavia now has Adams in the backfield. He comes out in the slot near side. Empty backfield. Lavia will take off and run. On second down, tucks the ball, gets across the 20 and stopped at the 23. Rams will have another first down on the pickup of 7 for Lavia with 2:54 to go in the first quarter.
And he's capable of that. He's got good size for a quarterback, 6'1", 196 pounds, tucked the ball very well, took it up the field, and that's a really good spot for that because it's second down and short. You're looking to hit maybe a big play down the field, but if nothing's there, you still have third down even if you don't pick it up. So tuck the ball, run if nothing's there. Don't make the negative play deep in your own end.
Schaefer wide near side, Esau slot near side. On first and 10 from the 23, Lavia waits, has two backs to his right. Fakes the handoff, rolls out near side, throws it past, is intercepted, and off and running is Jimmy Waters, the linebacker, the 5'10 senior with the pick, and Wilson will set up shop at the 11.
He was looking for Adam Hollinger out of the backfield. He was just running. They were running layered out patterns. You had Esau on the outside, who was split wide, running about a mid-range out, and you had Hollinger also doing the same thing out of the backfield, but that pass never got enough height on it, and Waters undercut it, made the interception, and the first turnover of the game gives the Bulldogs an outstanding opportunity here to take the lead, down right now 3-0.
Seventh interception thrown this season by Lavia, who has not thrown much, as we mentioned in the pregame show, in the playoffs. Two receivers out to the far side. It is Gillen, the deep back, to hand it off to him on first down. He is strung out, and then he's dropped back around the line of scrimmage that time. Daylon Russo, the leading tackler on Central Dolphin with the stop.
He's an outstanding player. There's so many talented players on this team, but you need somebody to be that real stud back there at linebacker. And I think Russo's that guy. 105 tackles on the year, 5 sacks, and he's a guy that, unless you're really paying close attention to Central Dolphin, he gets the job done, but you don't hear much about him. But an outstanding player who always seems to be in the right place.
Morgan slot far side. Harrop is lined up wide. Klein will keep it, and he gets across the 10 and stopped at the 8-yard line that time. Looked like Hollinger on the stop for Central Dolphin.
That gives us a chance as we're ticking down closer and closer to the end of this first quarter. Remind you that today's game is brought to you by Environmental Interiors. Dale and Kathleen Schwann out at Blue Ribbon Avenue just north of Route 22.
So Klein off the sideline here. It'll be third down and 7 for the Bulldogs. Ball resting at the Central Dolphin 8. Running clock shows 1:20. Wilson attacking the end zone to our left here at Hershey Park Stadium. It'll be Morgan in the slot far side. Harrop lined up wide far side. Gillen to the right of Klein. Klein gets a snap, looks to his right. Short dump off, passes in and out of the hands of the antenna receiver Matt Rothrock. And that'll bring up fourth down for the Bulldogs with 1:05 to go in the first quarter.
I don't think he was going to make it anyways, and Nate Hamilton was going to make sure of that. Good job by the defensive end of dropping off in coverage that time, staying with the tight end, and making that a little bit more difficult. Yeah, it should have been caught, but he wasn't going to get much out of it anyways, and Wilson's going to do something that we weren't really sure if they were going to be able to do. They have really struggled in their kicking game, and they are going to have a different kicker. Madison Miller no longer will be the kicker for them.
It is a 26-yard field goal, and it is blocked right up the middle. Klein will pick up the block, and he will be stopped inside the 10, right back near the original line of scrimmage. Looked like Big number 64, Arthur Lewis, had the pull-up to knock that one away. Brian, you mentioned it. Wilson's kicking game has been nothing short of a disaster the last couple weeks. Three missed extra points, now a blocked field goal.
Right, and because of that, they used Darian Wiedenhammer to try to kick the field goal in that situation, and that one never had a chance. Swatted down by Central Dauphin, and the great equalizer for them. They turned the football over, but that defense steps forward, makes the big plays, blocks the field goal, and keeps this a 3-0 lead for Central Dauphin.
55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rams with a 3-0 lead. Esau lined up near side. Now Schaefer shifts to the tight end far side. On first down, Esau goes in motion away from us. They hand it to him. Lavia does, and he's tripped up right across the 10 to the 11. Pickup of one with 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
This is an important drive, though, for Central Dauphin because they're up 3-0, but the field position is against them. They want to pick up a couple first downs. The other thing you need to do, you need to get the confidence back for Lavia. He threw a bad pick, and you want to be able to go to him, especially now you think that Wilson is going to really crowd the line of scrimmage and try to force him to the air even more so now that they've had their first pick of the game.
Esau wide, far side, Schaefer wide, near side. Now, Scales will come slot near side. Hollinger and Glenn McNamee will call a timeout with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. We will step aside for a quick timeout. 3-0 Central Dauphin leads it. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. 3-0 Central Dauphin leads it with 15 seconds to go. Now, Central Dauphin, important note here, Brian, before we went to the commercial break there, called timeout. They have one left now for the first half.
You would hope that that's not going to affect them in the first half. In the second half, maybe a bigger deal, but
right.
You never know what's going to happen near the end of the first half if you need those timeouts. But I think the more important thing right now, getting the right play in there.
Schaefer and Scales near side, Scales in the slot. Esau's lined up. In the backfield, Scales in motion away from us. They hand it off to the big guy, Esau, and he is up across the 15. Ball's going to be resting right between the 15 and the 16-yard line, and that's going to do it for one quarter of play. So 12 minutes in the book. Central Dauphin will have it when we start the second quarter, and the Rams also have a 3-0 lead. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dauphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
Here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy tonight. As we get set for the second quarter here, Central Dauphin, Brian, with a 3-0 lead. Your thoughts on the first quarter?
Well, the Rams' defense has been unbelievably impressive here in the first quarter of play. If they can keep this up, they're going to win the game. Because if you don't score, you can't win. And right now, Wilson doesn't look like they're going to be scoring anytime soon. The Rams already with that 3-0 lead. They do have to take care of the football, though.
Two teams will swap sides. Central Dauphin now attacking the end zone to our left. It'll be third down and 5 for the Rams. Shotgun for Lavia, looks to his far side, throws it out to Scales. Scales makes a catch across the 25 and tripped up at the 29. It'll be a first down for the Rams, just underway here in the second quarter.
And that's a quarterback who shows you something right there. Throws the interception on an out pattern, and then turns around. His very next pass on a third down and five is a similar sort of route, throws it to a back coming out of the backfield, has to put it on the numbers, and does a great job of leading him with the football. That's a 13-yard pickup and a first down for Central Dauphin, and a big confidence builder, I would think, for the quarterback, Lavia.
To near side, it's East on the slot, Schaefer wide. Lavia this time under center, backs are split behind him on first and 10 from the 28. Lavia takes a snap, handoff goes to Scales. Scales tries to break it out to the far side, and he will be stretched out and dropped right at, it looks like, the 30, maybe the 29. So it should be a pickup of about one, and that'll bring up second and nine.
Jimmy Brooks getting up over there from the safety position to make the stop. And for Central Dauphin, the fact that they are able to pick up a first down on that last play allows them to do more of what they want to do. They want to control the clock. They want to run the football because they've got a couple of excellent running backs. And Zaidi Issa and Drew Scales combined are almost 2,000 yards rushing between them coming into this game. That's what they want to do. Control the clock, control the game.
Scales far side, Issa near side. Shotgun for Lavia with Hollinger to his right. Now the snap, check that, Hollinger to his left, gives it to Scales on the sweep. Scales is being strung out and dropped. Back at the 29-yard line, Demetrius Young lost his helmet on the process, but makes the nice tackle.
Yeah, tremendous job by Young getting out there, and the fact that Central Dauphin, not much deception to the running game right now, really hurt them there. Because as soon as that motion came over that direction, there was a kick-out block from Hollinger. It was a great one. Unfortunately, there were two other Bulldogs over there defensively who were able to throw Scales for a loss.
Scales looks okay, got up a little gimpy after the tackle, but he looks like he's all right as he walked back to the huddle. Did not show any signs of a limp. It got up pretty slow. It'll be third down and 13 out from the 25 as the receiver goes each way, back split with Lavia in the shotgun. CD attacking again. That end zone to our left. 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Lavia drops the pass, makes the screen, throws it near side to Scales, and Scales dropped the pass. Scales had it, and he had clear sailing. He had linemen blocking downfield, and he just couldn't hang on to it.
Yeah, he may have had a chance to pick up that first down because he's got the quicks to get out to the sideline. Unfortunately for him, he just saw the green in front of him and didn't concentrate on catching the football. Very good setup screen. Wilson was completely fooled at the line of scrimmage, and the linebackers were away from where the play was.
Jake Morgan back deep to receive the punt with 9:54 to go on fourth and 13. The line of scrimmage at the 25. It's a good snap. Kick is away, and it's a wobbly spiral that Morgan runs up the field clean, and then he's taken down by Jesse Myers right across the 40 at the 43.
That's a great open field tackle, and that's excellent understanding of your role because the gunners from the outside had the containment. They both ran by the return man, which allowed the return man only one place to go, straight up the gut, and that's where Myers was able to step in and make the tackle in the open field.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 42, 9:44 to go here in the first half. Central Dauphin has a 3-0 lead.
Tonight's game being brought to you by InTouch Communications, located in Midtown Harrisburg.
Wilson, Brian Kaiser, has 2 yards of offense here in this first half tonight.
That's two more than I thought they had.
Two far side, one near side, slot far side. Handoff on first down goes to Gillen. Gillen is going to be stopped just across the line of scrimmage, maybe picked up a yard. Now to bring up second and nine with 9.5 minutes to go in the first half.
I don't think anybody really came in here thinking that we were going to have fireworks offensively from either one of these teams. I mean, you might have momentary flash of brilliance, but this is going to be one of those grinded out games. It's not going to be pretty. Both these teams play physical football, and this Rams defensive line right now is dominating the line of scrimmage here in the early going.
Second down and 10, so officially no gain for Gillen. Two far side, one near side. Klein and that pistol looks out to his left. Now he's going to try to take off. Pressure coming. He gets away momentarily. Zaidi Issa is going to drag him out of bounds. Issa had the initial pressure. Evan Schwann got after him then, and then Issa made up the ground and drove Klein out of bounds at the 40.
That's his second sack of the game. Now got 14 on the season. He just kept coming. Great motor from Issa, and Schwann helped out as well. The other thing that I noticed is they only had 3 down linemen that time, 3 linebackers. They only sent 4 guys. They were in max coverage at that point, and they still got to the quarterback. That's bad news for Wilson.
Brings up third down and 11, ball resting at the 41. 8:59 to go. Clock stops as Klein was driven out of bounds. 2 far side, 1 near side. Klein in the pistol. Takes a snap, throws out to the far side to Morgan. Morgan across the 45, Gets up towards midfield and into central Dolphin territory at the 49, but he's going to be short of the first down with 8:50 to go in the first half.
That was great recognition from Wilson. It got them close enough to the first down that if they wanted to try some trickery, they could even think about doing that. But we are going to have an injured Wilson player.
Colin Harrop, the wide receiver.
They rolled up on him on the tackle. He was trying to block down the field for his teammate, Jake Morgan, and as he was setting that block, Morgan got tackled into him, and they're looking at his, I believe, his right ankle.
Yes, right ankle. Harrop down right across the 50. 8:42, we're going to step aside for a quick timeout. Central Dolphins still in control here, 3-0. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
InTouch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They also provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry iPhone 4s with true unlimited data. That's InTouch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, 4th and 1. Wilson going for it. Ball on the 49-yard line of the Rams. They attack the end zone to our right. Big game here, or big down here for Wilson as they give it to Gillen. He's going to have the first down deep into Central Dolphin territory. Still going across the 35 and stopped at the 33.
That's how important that third down play was, because if they don't pick up the yardage to get it to a fourth down and one, they have to punt the football. But because of that, they're able to get to a short yardage play. They load up inside, go to the left, and it is Gillen who picks up the first down with by far the biggest offensive play of the game for Wilson. And what you'll see a lot of times on that short yardage play, if they're able to break the containment at the line of scrimmage, it turns into a big run.
16 for Gillen, 1st and 10 for Wilson from the Central Dolphin 33. High snap, balls on the turf. Rams scramble for it, and they recover it.
Issa. Zayd Issa got in there. And he just has been flying around the end. They're not touching him anytime. And the snap came up, and it was not controlled cleanly from Klein. He tried to sort of bump the ball over to Gillen. Gillen couldn't catch it cleanly. And by the time the two of them realized where the ball was, Zayd Issa was Johnny on the spot right there. And the recovery, each team now with a turnover in the game. And this one stops a Wilson drive.
Nate Hamilton had the strip, 1st and 10 for Central Dolphin with 7:57 to go in the first half. Rams attack the end zone to our left, leading 3-0. Levy under center, split backfield, hands it off on the dive to Hollinger, gets across the 45 up to the 46, and a pickup of 11 and a first down for the Rams.
Hollinger's not a bad runner when he gets the chance. He's got 547 yards rushing on the season coming into this game. It's just the other guys get the football, they overshadow him, but he's going to have some opportunities, especially when the focus is on the other guys.
1st and 10 for Central Dolphin at their own 46. 7:40 to go, running clock. Rams in front, 3-0. Handoff on first down to Esau. Gets away from the pressure and is going to pick up one. Junior Joseph, or Don Moyer, rather, on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Tonight's game being brought to you by Environmental Interiors. They're at Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Route 22.
Again, this is the type of pace, though, that Glenn McNamee would prefer.
Oh, no doubt.
He would love to have a 3-1 advantage in time of possession in this game if he could. He'd win this game 3-0 if he could.
He'd love to have this be the only scoring of the game. We're already done scoring as far as he's concerned. Let his defense play.
Two each way now for Levia in the shotgun. Hollinger to his left. Man in motion. Esau coming near side now. Snap. Levia rolls out near side. Throws the out to Schaefer in and out of his hands.
And it was that guy who had the interception in the first quarter of play that set up Wilson, and they didn't score off of it. But with the opportunity that time,
Jimmy Waters,
5'11", 160-pound senior outside backer, and the same sort of a route. Out pattern, he flashes into the lane. It was just a little bit over top of his outstretched fingertips, and unfortunately for Central Dolphin, that affected the concentration of Bobby Schaefer. Couldn't come up with a catch.
3rd and 8 from the CD 48. Levia down the shotgun, 2 near side, 1 far side. Hollinger to Levia's left, man of motion coming towards us, Scales. Make the handoff to Scales. Levia retreats. He's under pressure. He's going to throw off his back foot. Passes deep down the field. Caught by Issa. Touchdown, Central Dolphin.
52 yards off his back foot, and just like that, with 6:44 to go, the big play guy, Esau, gives the Rams a 9-0 lead.
And Wilson absolutely shell-shocked on that one. LaVia having just enough time. And that's what you have to do sometimes. If you're a quarterback, you've got great position players. You've got excellent size for Issa at 6'4". Throw the ball up. Let him make a play. And he does just that, beating the coverage down the field of Weidenhammer. And it is Central Dauphin now with that big touchdown pass with a lead.
Brandis to kick the extra point. It is away, it is up, and it is through. And with 6:44 to go, the Rams have a two-score lead, 10-0 Central Dauphin here in the District 3 Quad A Championship game. You're listening to that on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, 6:44 to go till halftime, and Central Dauphin has a 10-0 lead.
And a great job by Central Dauphin of finding a mismatch defensively. They sent Issa down the center of the field against the safety coverage, and it's 6'4" Issa against 5'9" safety Jimmy Brooks. So, ball high in the air. I like my chances with the 6'4" guy, and he was able to out-jump Brooks and get the score.
Casey Hartzell's end-over-end kick sails from right to left, and it one hops to Jake Morgan in the end zone, and Wilson will get the touchback and start first and 10 from their own 20 with 6:44 to play in the first half.
And tonight's game being brought to you by Ted's Bar and Grill out near Ollie's at 6197 Allentown Boulevard. And after the game, the celebrating takes place in the Rams' den at Ted's.
So Wilson now, who has, they got things going, it looked like, on that last drive a little bit. The big fourth down pickup by Gillen. They fumble the football. They've just got to get some momentum here and probably try to play as much keep away as they can.
They've got to get the ball to Gillen at this point. They've got to find ways to get him in space. And unfortunately for them, they haven't done that yet.
Three near side and one far side. Man in motion away from us. Looks like Rothrock. Snap, handoff, Gillen gets it. Gillen gets pushed back behind the line of scrimmage, and it is Nate Hamilton again, the 6'1 senior, along with Esau. They have been everywhere defensively tonight for Central Dauphin.
And it's great discipline from the defensive end because the initial play was supposed to go to the left side, but with a player as elusive as Gillen, you have got to be aware of cutback possibilities. So if you're on the backside of the play, you can't over-pursue. You must continue to contain. Hamilton stayed in his position, and as soon as Gillen cut back the other way, cut his legs out from under him.
No gain. Waters comes wide near side to far side. Morgan is lined up wide far side. St. Julian in a slot. Klein looks out that direction, gets the pass out to St. Julian. He will be driven out of bounds after a pickup of 7, and that'll bring up third and short with 6 minutes to go here in the first half.
If I'm Wilson, though, I'm going back to that pass until Central Dauphin defends it better. And that's because what they're trying to do is they're trying to put two cover men out there, and the slot man is being defended by a safety or an outside linebacker who's dropped well off the play and away from it, and they can't get there in time to stop that play. That play is going to be open until Central Dauphin does something differently to defend it.
Gain of 8 officially, 3rd and 2, as Klein has a receiver each way. Gillen is the deep back. It's Waters lined up wide near side. Handoff goes to Gillen. He stretches and turns, and he is going to be right at the marker for the first down. This would be a huge first down if Wilson can get it.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yep.
That second effort, and it was not a great surge necessarily from the offensive line, but Gillen got to where he needed to and leaned forward and just pushed his 5'11 frame. And really, his 5'11 frame is the only thing that probably is keeping this guy from getting tons of D1 interest. It's been kind of lukewarm for him, but he's got a great combination of strength and speed.
Morgan in the slot near side, St. Julian wide near side. Klein rolls out on first down. Now he stops, fires. Pass is going to be high and incomplete on the Central Dauphin sideline. Jordan Bowman and Drew Scales with the coverage.
It was great coverage all over the place, and the ball was trying to be thrown into a very tight spot,
as usual, looking for Jake Morgan. And that's who Klein is going to look to, especially when you're down 10-0. You get the ball to your main guys. And that's what Wilson's trying to do right now. Get the ball to Gillen, get the ball to Morgan, and allow those two guys specifically, especially since Klein, one of the things he does so well being taken away, his ability to scramble neutralized completely by this Rams pass rush.
Second and 10 from the 31. Klein in the pistol again, two near side, one far side. Snap, looks to his right, throws it down the middle of the field. Morgan makes the catch in space across the 40, breaks it to the outside, spins away from the tackler, and is inside the Rams 20, still working, and is driven down at the 14-yard line. There's the big play Wilson has thrived on and desperately needed tonight. They get it, Klein to Morgan.
And what a great block down the field also by Mike Little, a backup wide receiver in there in place of Colin Harrop. And he absolutely tattooed somebody around the 35-yard line. And a 54-yard pass play goes to Jake Morgan. They just got single coverage down the field. They put Morgan in a different situation, and because he was on the slot, he had different coverage, had safety coverage, able to beat it down the seam, and a great ball thrown by Klein.
Two near side, one far side. Pistol for Klein on first and 10 from the 15. They give it to Demetrius Young, and he has stood up and driven back. Behind the line of scrimmage, Zach Wilk had the initial stop.
And tonight's game again being brought to you here on WMS. MSS by Sherry and Bill Anderson, Remax Realty Professionals. They're at North Mountain Road near Linglestown. A couple of CD alums have to be happy right now. 10-0, although Wilson is driving their first offensive deep penetration of the game. They did have the turnover that set them up around the same area.
Two near side, one far side. Morgan's in the slot near side. Klein looks over the middle. Pass is caught by Rothrock for the touchdown. Matt Rothrock, his second touchdown of the season with 4:13 to go in the first half. Wilson is on the scoreboard. 16-yard touchdown pass from Seth Klein to Matt Rothrock.
His second touchdown of the season, and a great job by Wilson after seeing a weakness in the Central Dolphin defense on the big play to Morgan. Going right back to it a play later, right down the seam where they had success with Morgan. They go right back there with the tight end. Nobody in the middle of the field defending for Central Dolphin, and the Bulldogs are on the board.
Extra point is up, and it is good. With 4:13 to go in the first half, Wilson has cut into that lead. Central Dolphin still in front, 10-7. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship game on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's. Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, 4:13 to go till halftime. Wilson gets on the board on a 16-yard touchdown pass from Seth Klein to Matt Rothrock. Kickoff comes from left to right. Back deep to receive for the Rams. It'll go to Scales. Check that, Bergwin. Bergwin is across the 20, up towards the 30 and across the 30, and stopped there at the 31 where Central Dolphin will start first and 10 with 4:06 remaining in the half.
And a very important drive for Wilson that last time down the field, because down 10-0, doing absolutely nothing on offense. They were in real danger on that last series of falling behind, but a 7-play, 80-yard drive, 2 minutes and 31 seconds it took them to matriculate down the field for their opening score of the game. And the big plays were the pass plays down the middle, Seth Klein providing some offensive pop at quarterback.
Two each way for LaVie in the shotgun. Hollinger to his left. Man in motion, Esau, they fake it to him. Actually, Esau gets the handoff. and he dances across the 35 to the 36, picks up five. That'll bring up second and five with under four now to go in the first half.
And now I think of an important drive here for Central Dauphin, because you don't want to give Wilson's offense the football back. You want to give the coaches maybe a little bit of time to think about what they're going to do to stop the passing game. And you also, at this point, you have a chance to maybe try to respond. Doesn't have to be points here, but you definitely don't want to give it right back.
Schaefer and Adams near side. It's Adams in the slot. LaVia under center. Backs are split behind him on second down. Hand off to Hollander straight up the middle. He will have the first down as he fights his way for extra yardage and gets up to the 45-yard line. A pickup of nine and a first down for the Rams.
Another gutty run from Adam Hollander as he just gets that little bit of a crease. Again, it's that quick hitter up the middle that the opposing team is not really ready for. They're focused on the backfield. They're looking at what's going on back there. By the time they realize the fullback has the football, he's already by them on that quick hitter. Great blocking right up front, too. You need an excellent block usually from the center, and Nick Gillick got one.
Schaefer and Esau wide to the far side. Esau on the slot. Shotgun for LaVia on first and 10 from the CD 45 with 3 minutes to go. Makes the handoff. LaVia rolls out to the far side. Throws, passes, tip, and then it's going to be caught by Esau. He will have another first down on a pickup of 12 into Wilson territory to the 43-yard line.
They keep playing with fire over there, and Jimmy Waters continuously is in the passing lane, this time getting a hand on it. And tremendous concentration from Zayd Esau, being able to maintain his concentration, getting the catch, getting hit by Gillen as soon as that ball got there.
Esau's 26th reception of the season. They break the huddle in Wilson territory, first and 10 from the Bulldogs, 43. Two each way. LaVia in the shotgun, pumps his leg, Hollander to his left. Man in motion coming towards us is Scales. They give it to Scales, he follows Hollander right up the middle, and he gets to the 40. Ball at the 39, a pickup of four, and that'll bring up second and six with 2:20 to go.
Seems like that one had a little bit more yardage earmarked on it. Good job by Wilson recovering defensively. There's a whole host of people blocking up front, but they've somehow got the elusive Scales after a somewhat short gain. And now those timeouts they took earlier, do they come into play? They have only one left, and we're 2 minutes left to go here in the first half.
Two each way again. Esau slot near side. Man in motion coming towards us. Scales, they fake it to him, and then they give us to Hollander, and he's going to be driven well back across the line of scrimmage. It is Deshaun Giddens again for Wilson. Check that. Yancey Uribe Martinez on the stop for the Bulldogs with 1:45 to go.
Yeah, excellent penetration that time from the Wilson defense. And they were able to scrape across the face of the offensive line, get in the backfield, and now the clock runs.
So LaVia off the sideline, 1:30 showing on the clock. Third and nine from the 42. CD attacking the end zone to our left.
And they don't call timeout here because if they don't pick this up third and long, they're going to punt it, and they don't want Wilson to have much time left.
Esau on the slot again near side. Man in motion coming towards us is Scales. They fake it to Scales. LaVia drops the pass. Pressure coming. LaVia is going to roll out near side and just loft it down the field for Scales, and he makes the catch and a big first down out of bounds at the, we'll see where they mark it, at the 12, the 17-yard line.
That is a tremendous poise play from Brandon LaVia. The senior quarterback saw nothing down the field. That initially they were trying to go deep that time, probably to Schaefer. He was covered, so he just tucks the ball, comes over, but keeps himself alive as a passer. You see so many young quarterbacks unable to do that. They tuck that ball and they start running. He keeps himself alive, all of a sudden sees Scales and has the touch to put it right on the money.
Gain at 25, receiver each way. First and 10 from the Wilson 17. LaVia takes a snap, hands it off to the shifty Scales, and he gets across the 14, the 15 rather, to the 14. It's a pickup of three, and the clock continues to run. Important also to note that Scales got out of bounds in that play to preserve time, too.
Exactly. And now Central Dauphin, they have a very good kicking game. They are in field goal range right now, but I'm sure they want the touchdown instead.
Two each way. Esau will be slot near side. Check that slot far side. Near side at Scales. LaVia has Hollander to his right. Scales goes in motion away from us. LaVia rolls out to the far side, gets the block, is going to have to throw it, does. End zone pass is picked off. Picked off in the end zone, and coming near side is Gillen. Gillen across the 10, the 15, and stopped at the 17-yard line. Second pick tonight for Brandon LaVia with 21 seconds to go, and that one in the end zone this time, a critical blow.
That one hurts because they were in scoring territory. You can't throw that ball because you throw the interception, you take points off the board for yourself. And
he's made some really good decisions, and then he's followed them up at times with bad decisions. And this one was a bad decision. Did not see Gillen just sneaking there, sort of baited the quarterback into making that pick. Looks like we're probably going to run out this first half. And we'd like to thank Mr. Bob Subways for bringing this game to you. We're going to be joined by Bob Rogers here at halftime in just a few seconds.
Klein takes the snap on first down, hands off to Gillen across the 20 to the 22. And Wilson does have all three timeouts remaining, but they're going to let this one tick down. We're under 10 seconds now to go here in the first half.
And a tremendous first half between these two teams. Very physical. The difference in this game is a made field goal as opposed to a blocked one. And Central Dauphin has the lead as we go to halftime and we go to the Mr. Bob Subway halftime show.
This is the District 3 championship game. You're listening to it live here on WMSS and PennLive.com. When we come back, the halftime show, Central Dauphin leads it 10-7. Back with more for this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob Subways, congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dauphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
And welcome back here at halftime to the Mr. Bob Subway halftime show. Brian Kaiser along with Eric Thomas and Steve Leedy. And we have a 10-7 score at the half in favor of Central Dauphin. And Steve Leedy has your halftime statistics.
All right, thanks, Brian. First, we'll look at Wilson rushing the football. Rodney Gillen has 8 carries, 26 yards. Seth Klein, the quarterback, 1 keeper for 4. Demetrius Young, 1 for minus 1 yard receiving. Jake Morgan has 3 for 76. Matt Rothrock has 1 catch, 16 yards. That went for a touchdown. And Wisby St. Julian, 1 for 8. Seth Klein was 5 for 700 yards in the first half and threw that touchdown pass. Team totals for Wilson, first half, on the ground, 10 carries, 29 yards, 100 through the air, sacked 3 times for a loss of 13, 116 yards of total offense for Wilson in the first half of play. For Central Dauphin, leading rusher is Drew Scales, 7 for 28, Zaid Issa, 8 for 19, Adam Hollinger, 4 for 16, Brandon LaVia, 1 scramble for 7 yards. Receiving, Zaid Issa, 3 for 73, and the long touchdown pass there in the second quarter. Drew Scales, 2 for 38. Bobby Schaefer, 1 for 7. Brandon LaVia, 6 for 10, 118 yards as the touchdown and 2 interceptions in the first half. Schaefer threw 1 pass on the opening play of the game. That was incomplete. Team totals for CD in the first half on the ground, 20 carries for 70 yards, 118 through the air, 188 yards of total offense for CD, again compared to 116 for Wilson. Scoring recap, first quarter, Evan Brands, a 39-yard field goal, puts CD in front. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. Then CD extended the lead with 6:44 to go in the half. Zaid Issa, a 53-yard pass from LaVia. Brandis' extra point made it 10-0, but then 4:13 left to go in the first half. Wilson gets on the board. Matt Rothrock, a 16-yard touchdown pass from Seth Klein. The Darian Weidenhammer extra point gives us our score here at halftime of 10-7 in favor of Central Dauphin.
That's your statistical wrap-up of things. We are going to step out for another break. When we come back, I'll be joined by Mr. Bob himself, Bob Rogers, as we continue on the Mr. Bob Subway halftime show. Our score again at the half of the District 3 Quad A Championship game. It's Central Dauphin 10, Wilson 7. Back after this here on WMSS. In Touch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They also provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry iPhone 4s with true unlimited data. That's In Touch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
And welcome back here at halftime to Hershey Park Stadium on the Mr. Bob's Subway Halftime Show. It is Central Dauphin 10, Wilson 7, and I am joined here by Bob Rogers, owner of Mr. Bob's Subway.
That's among many of things I do, yes, absolutely, besides being a big Ram fan.
And you have to be, as a 77 Central Dauphin alum, you have to be thrilled with how this team has performed all season long and right now having the lead at halftime.
Absolutely. For years, I've been impressed with what McNamee can get out of these guys year after year. He takes a bunch of guys, puts them together, makes a team out of them, and gets effort out of them I don't think another coach could possibly do. And I am thrilled to be here. I have a couple of my alumni friends are down there tonight, and this is fantastic. Seeing the guys here tonight, it's a good game. It's been a good season for them. They've been playing hard.
How is what Coach McNamee does like what you have to do in business, because you've been in business as of this February for 10 years? I'd have to think it's very similar, because you talk Subway and I know the commercials always talk about teamwork, and there's so much teamwork that goes on in the field as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Glenn can put together and he doesn't just do it with the teams, he does it with the community. These guys just do such a fantastic job all year long, not just on the field, but they're also off the field. They're doing community work. They're doing stuff, volunteer work during the flood. You know, I put out the word. Some players came down with me to South Hanover, helped clean up a little bit down there, people from the flood. So they're always out doing something, and I think that makes them gel, not only on the field, but off the field. They understand there's a lot more to it than just playing football, and Glenn gets that across. And it's just like in business. You've got to get your team to believe in it. They got to believe what they're doing, and Glenn can do that year after year. And it amazes me every year he can do it.
Again, we're joined by Bob Rogers. You and Carol, your wife, run the Rogers Family Group, and you're also very involved in the charities outside. I know the Four Diamonds is one of those charities you are involved with. Tell us a little bit about your involvement outside of the business world in the charity situation.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the Four Diamonds, Central Dauphin, very big in that this year. They hit the over $1 million mark that they've donated in the last, I believe it's been 14 years. A couple years ago, I started up the Four Diamond Bowl, which is actually a football game that Central Dauphin hosts, and we have a trophy for them. And so far, we've raised about $6,000 over the last 4 years, and it all goes back to the high school Four Diamond Fund. Which all plays locally.
Now, who plays in the Four Diamond Bowl?
Well, originally it was Lower Dauphin against Central Dauphin.
Okay.
The last 2 years it was Cumberland Valley against Central Dauphin. And next year we'll see what happens. It will be at Landis Field next year. And we're excited to have it there. The band boosters, the football boosters are involved, the cheerleaders, they all support. Matter of fact, the football boosters give up half their money that night to go back to the Four Diamonds.
Now, this is during an actual regular season game.
Regular season okay. game, absolutely.
I was wondering if maybe you recruited people to come in and play or something. But, yeah, if it's during a regular season game, that would be entertaining, though. But, all of a sudden, like...
Well, I actually do recruit some people.
Okay.
I do have a 50 halftime show where I have celebrities come in. Tom Russell's one of my big celebrities
okay.
that come in. I had a couple of the Hershey Bears players come out. Matter of fact, Freddie Kasivi came out, kicked this year.
Excellent.
A bunch of the news people come out. We do a 50 or a halftime field goal kicking contest. That's how many field goals they can kick in 1 minute from the 10-yard line. And let me tell you this. They're great hockey players, but, man, they're not good at that kicking in football.
I've done the attempt at kicking before. There are some things I'm good at. That's not one of them. I probably would rival the hockey players, apparently.
Notice I organize it, and I do not participate myself. I know I couldn't kick that. Matter of fact, I have to mention John Comfer. I actually get the athletic director to come out and kick. And I've seen John limping a couple times already afterwards.
Again, we're here at halftime. It's 10-7 Central Dauphin leading Wilson right now. We're with Bob Rogers, and you not only are an alum yourself, but you also have children who are alum, three of them, and you have a brand new future alum, so congratulations on that.
Thank you, Ryan. I love it. My granddaughter Mackenzie was born last Sunday, and as a matter of fact, up until then, my daughter Laura had been coming to the games with us, cheering on, and expecting her to deliver any day, and yet she was there last Friday with us, and then Sunday she had a beautiful baby girl, and they're doing great.
And always good to have wins to keep everything happy. So baby comes out smiling, happy, everything's good. And I've seen the picture, as any proud grandparent would do. Now it's on the phone, of course, that you get to show the photos. It used to be you have to pull out the wallet and get the little little 3x5 out, but now just pull up the picture on the iPhone, and here you go. There's my granddaughter.
It's even more dangerous because you can videotape so easy anymore, too.
Excellent. Let's take a look at really what you've seen here in the first half from this team and how it compares to what they've done all season long.
Right. Well, I like how they come out. They change things up a little bit. I do get a chance to watch the game films with the coaches on Mondays. Normally I'll take food over. The coaches will be doing their game film Monday night or Tuesdays. And it's kind of what we expected from Wilson. But Central Dauphin, I think, has come out. They're working their plays. Certainly coming out being tough. Defense, as always with Central Dauphin, is tough. And I know the players were really comfortable. I fed them today about 2 o'clock before the game. They were relaxed. They were comfortable. Not overly confident, just coming in comfortable knowing they're going to come out and play their game tonight. Which they're physical, and they're going to play their game. And like I said, I'm so proud of these guys, and I'm proud of the coaches and the whole school district. It's neat to see other people here that are not only alumni but teachers. I've seen certainly the athletic directors here, John Confer. I saw him walk by. But again, it's great to have the support. But what the team's doing is great. They're running the ball. I know they can throw the ball. The interceptions aren't helping, but that's okay. That's all part of the game because the defense is getting in there and stopping it.
I did notice something reading the talking points that I was sent before the game that really caught my eye. You are the sponsor of the offensive and defensive scout team players each week for this team. And that's something I think that a lot of people don't realize how important that is.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially at the Quad A level, when you have enough players that you can put an entire scout team together, guys who have to run the opposing team stuff so they really get to understand what they're going to see and see it in a game speed situation.
I think that's critical to not only the offense but the defense to see that ahead of time, have these guys go out. They know what the opposing team is going to play. And it was something Glenn, wanted to recognize those guys. And I said, that's great. I will support and sponsor that. And it's fantastic to have that because, again, it gives you a little more look at it, at what you're going to be seeing the upcoming week. And I think it's important. And the guys do a great job with it.
And so important. I've in broadcasting over at Lebanon Valley College, they also do a lot with their scout team over there and how important it is. And we see guys from the scout team who are the younger players, and all of a sudden, in a couple years, they're the guys who start and end up being major factors on the team. So it's so important.
Well, I think it gives them a well-rounded. They understand a lot more of the game when they're out there doing that rather than just sitting. They're not just sitting. They're participating. Yep. They understand what the other teams are calling. And also how to counter that. So all of a sudden now you got a guy come along, he's 3 years into the program. He understands not only what the call is, but how to stop it. And that's important. That's critical.
No doubt.
The Rams have done a great job with that.
Again, we're here at halftime with Bob Rogers of Mr. Bob's Subways. I'm going to give you this opportunity to tell us where your locations are. Where can we hit one of your stores?
Okay, here comes the plug. All right, I have 3 locations. There are one in West Hanover. That's my Central Dauphin location. That's at 7839 Allentown Boulevard. I have one on Route 39 going into Hershey near Giant Plaza, and that's kind of the medium store, because I also have one right smack dab on Main Street in Hummelstown, and of course I support the Lower Dauphin Falcons out of that one. All 3 locations are there. Right now we are running a promotion the whole month of December.
And just make sure you check in there for customer appreciation December. Mr. Bob will take care of you, no doubt about it. So.
Absolutely.
We thank you again for sponsoring, and I also thank you for your service, U.S. Naval veteran, so thank you for that as well.
All right. Can I just end with, let's go Rams.
There you go. Bob Rogers here at halftime. Thank him for sponsoring the game and also joining us here to talk at halftime. Our score at the half, it is Central Dauphin 10, Wilson 7. Back with more of the Mr. Bob Subway halftime show after this here on WMSS.
In Touch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They also provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry iPhone 4s with true unlimited data. That's In Touch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD. Mr. Bob Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob Subways, congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. Halftime is just about over. We'll get set for the final 24 minutes of this one here in the District 3 Quad A Championship game between Central Dauphin and Wilson. As Central Dauphin holds a 10-7 lead, Wilson will get the ball to start the second half. Obviously had that pick from Brandon Lavia to end the first half for Central Dauphin, so the Bulldogs will be looking to try to take the lead here on what is a chilly and getting colder night. The winner of this game will go to the Western Final next Saturday afternoon. We presume that game could be in Altoona. There's a lot of places that are in play for this. No official announcement from the PIAA yet, but they will take on North Allegheny. I'm joined here at halftime by Steve Leedy. Steve, what have you seen here in the first half? How do you think these two teams are shaking out? We've talked a lot here tonight about the evenness of this game, and you know, 3 points separate them.
Well, it is even right now, and it's definitely still up in the balance. A big last play there in the first half for CD. They were in a position where they could get some points, and unfortunately the interception and the turnover prevents CD from maybe extending the lead at least to 13-7, which against Wilson, you know, with the extra point kicking woes that they have, it could be enough to hold off a touchdown from them taking the lead. So I think really it's up to these defenses. We're not going to see many points, so whichever defense comes out stronger here in the second half, and CD's going to get the chance to start to win the field position battle here as we get things kicked off in the second half.
Interesting first half, Brian, because it looked for a time there. Both teams felt each other out after a couple drives. CD obviously goes down to get the field goal, but it looked for a time in that first half that this game was going to be locked, sealed up by Central Dauphin, the way the defense was playing, the way the offense was getting down the field and getting into position, but they're not finishing here in the first half. That's left the door open for Wilson.
I'd be concerned right now from Central Dauphin for this reason. All of a sudden, towards the end of that first half, Wilson found a little chink in the armor, and that is in the pass coverage, how they're defending passes to the outside when there's two receivers to a side, and also how they're defending passes down the seam. If that hasn't been corrected at halftime, Wilson will continue to attack that. And they are getting the combination. Even though they're not really getting much running the football, they are getting their quarterback to make plays throwing the football. And that's going to be important for them. I don't think they can win the game on the legs of Gillen today. I don't think he's 100%, but even if he was right now, I don't think that this offensive line from Wilson is able to win the battle up front. We have seen Central Dauphin dominate the line of scrimmage for the most part this entire first half of football. it's going to be up to that same group here in the second half on both sides of the ball. That war in the trenches for Central Dolphin, they have to win that if they're going to win this football game. Even if they do win that, they have to shore up the secondary and the coverage that they had, because if they don't, you could have some issues.
Defensively, outside of the one drive by Wilson there in the second quarter, Central Dolphin has done about everything you could have asked them to do to stop Wilson in this game.
They have, no doubt about it. But it's that one drive, and that's all it takes. In a close game like this, that's all it takes.
And really the key is, in the first half, both teams have one big play. CDs was directly led to the touchdown. Wilson with a 54-yarder to set up the touchdown.
All right, we'd like to thank Environmental Interiors for bringing this game to you. Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of 22.
Casey Hartzell kicks it off from right to left to start the second half. And Jake Morgan, the receiver, the electric receiver for Wilson, gets it up across the 20 to the 24. That's where the Bulldogs will start. First and 10 here, just underway in the third quarter.
And you were listening to the Mr. Bob Subway Halftime Show. And now we're here into third quarter action. This Wilson offense really running the football in that first half. They did not do much. But then again, did they really have the football for a ton of plays in that first half? It was keep away being played by the Central Dolphin offense. So are they going to be able to get balance? I would not be surprised to see them come up first play from scrimmage and try to throw the football just to see what Central Dolphin has done to try to counter what they were unable to stop in the first half.
First and 10 from the Wilson 23. Man in motion away from us is Rothrock. Handoff goes to Gillen. And Gillen will be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Evan Schwann, the defensive end for Central Dolphin, in on the stop along with like Ben Mosey.
I think that was a play where you run a little play action and you see how the defense aligns to see how you're going to attack it. Now expect them to throw here, on, especially since Central Dolphin absolutely shut down that running play.
Hamilton and Schwann the ends. Gillick and Wilk the tackles. Russo, Mosey, Hollinger, and Eastside, the linebackers, in the secondary rounded out by Bergwin, Adams, and Scales. On second down and 11 from the 23, Klein looks out to his right, it's going to take off, throws it down the middle of the field, pass is caught by Morgan, who makes the extension and gets up to midfield. What a grab by Jake Morgan, who now sets the single-season record for Wilson with his 64th reception on the year.
Yeah, a tremendous catch that time from Morgan. Here's the problem. He was wide open down the seam of the field, right in that underbelly, which was exploited in the first half. And if that ball is thrown better from Seth Klein, it is a touchdown.
Trips far side. Now man in motion come towards us is Rothrock. Hand off to Gillen into Central Dolphin territory and stopped at the 47. That, by the way, the 65th reception from Morgan. So that does break the record by Andy Lajato.
And with Central Dolphin defensively at this point, now they've really got to shore things up, and that's going to be imperative on that secondary to stay home. And that's where the threat of Gillen, even though he hasn't been overly effective running the football in this game, the threat of Gillen is the key, because that will freeze the safety on play action.
Second and 7 from the CD 48. Klein looks, has trouble now. He gets away from the pocket, scrambles out of it, throws near side, pass is going to be caught by St. Julian, knocked out of bounds by Scales. He'll have another Wilson first down with 10:09 to go in this third quarter.
In everything I've read about Seth Klein, the Wilson quarterback coming in, opposing coaches all season have said how good of an athlete he is. And that play just typified that. Able to elude two different players for Central Dolphin who had him dead to rights in the backfield. It was going to be a loss of 7-8 yards, and instead he steps through two arm tackles and is able to throw a strike on the outside to St. Julian.
10-yard pickup, just like that. Wilson in Central Dolphin territory. First and 8 from the Rams, 38. First and 10 from the 38, rather. Give to Gillen. Gillen is across the 40 to the 38-yard line. Or to the, check that, to the 34-yard line. You have 10 minutes to go.
If you have success in the pass game, it is going to loosen up the run game. And at this point, Gillen getting the carry, going to the left, and Central Dolphin has to worry about the passing game now, maybe having to drop a linebacker in support of that. So let's see how that affects things defensively for CD. Can the Rams continue to stop the run if they have less players committed to the line of scrimmage?
Second and 6 from the CD 34. Klein gets the play from his coaches, gets back in the shotgun set. He has two near side, one far side. Gillen to his right, on second down and six. Snap, Gillen, or rather Klein looks. Going to take off running near side, pumps, gets around Esau and is tiptoed out of bounds. Esau holds him up. And there's going to be no flag. The Wilson sideline wants a flag. Esau really just did his best to hold up Klein without tackling him out of bounds for a late hit.
That was actually good sportsmanship that time from Esau. He had run the quarterback down, got him on the sideline, and as he was hitting him, realized that it was right along the line, along the boundary line, and tried to hold him up. Looks like from the poor angle that the Wilson fans had, that maybe something happened, a late hit, but instead it was really Issa making sure there wasn't a late hit. A little jump rope out there, playing some double dutch with the chain crew as they come out. It's very close to a first down.
Yeah, third and one on the scoreboard, but the officials are going to measure this one, and it will be a Bulldogs first down, so good job by Klein to get right to that stick and pick up another Wilson first down with 9.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bulldogs attacking the end zone to our right. They trail this one 10-7.
And today's game being brought to you by Sherry and Bill Anderson, RE/MAX Realty Professionals, a couple of CD alumni who are out at North Mountain Road near Linglestown.
First and 10 from the Central Dolphin, 28. St. Julian near side. Two receivers far side. Morgan is in the slot far side. Klein looks, has pressure coming, throws it, and it's going to fall incomplete. Scales and Esau had the coverage and the pressure that time up the middle by Zach Wilk.
Yeah, and Zach Wilk just got right into the backfield and did exactly what you need to do against an elusive quarterback. You make him backpedal because he's not going to be able to outrun you in a backpedal. He saw him coming. Wilk engulfed him, and it was fortunate for Klein to even be able to get rid of the football at all.
St. Julian again wide near side, too far side, Morgan slot far side. Klein looks that way, will throw the high arcing fade to the sideline. Waters makes the catch. He's out of bounds. Out of bounds, good coverage that time by Bergwin, and that'll force third down.
I got to disagree with you. That was not exactly great coverage from Bergwin. It was a fortunate play. Bergwin got turned around twice on that one. He was out there, and he was trying to find his man, and by the time the ball got there and continued to drift, he wasn't able to get the hand up, and unfortunately for Wilson, Waters had lost track of where he was on the field and didn't get the foot in bounds.
Too far side, one near side. Klein pistol, takes a snap, looks over the middle, passes in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Tight end that time, Matt Rothrock, intended receiver for Wilson, and that'll bring up fourth down. Here comes the adventure that is Wilson.
No, they're going to
fourth down. They're going to have to go for it. Yeah,
yeah. You have to go for it here, and that's what that play call was on third down. They were trying to pick up a chunk of that across the middle. That's the only reason you throw that football in the middle of the field, because they have not really looked to a short type of a pass all season. You've got to look for Morgan here.
Fourth and 10. Morgan is lined up wide to the far side. Waters slot far side. Pistol for Klein. Gillen to his right. Klein looks. Pressure coming. Klein throws it over the middle of the field. The pass is going to be caught by St. Julian. He will have the first down just outside of the 10. He's dragged down by a slew of Rams. That'll bring up first down for the Bulldogs.
That's actually Mike Little who makes the catch. Mike Little, a 6'4", 211-pound senior wide receiver who's in there because of the injury to Colin Harrop. And he makes the reception on the play. Klein had to throw it to him because he was forced out of the pocket. And again, his elusiveness has been the key on this drive.
Pick up a 16, first and 10 from the CD 12. Klein looks, throws it over the middle, lobs it into traffic. Pass is caught for the touchdown. 12-yard touchdown pass from Klein to Matt Rothrock. And Wilson leads it 13-10 with 8:39 to go in the third quarter.
That looks familiar because it's exactly the same guy he threw to in the same type of a route in the first half. And Rothrock, his second touchdown catch of the game. It's only his third of the season, and they found the mismatch size-wise. Drew Scales at 5'8", trying to match up against the 6'3 tight end, and Wilson has their first lead of the game.
Darian Haydenrider's, Weidenhammer rather, his extra point is up and good. 8:39 to go in the third quarter. Wilson now leads at 14-10. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
In Touch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They also provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry iPhone 4s with true unlimited data. That's In Touch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
Here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. 8:39 to go, third quarter. Wilson now in front, 14-10.
Took the first drive of the second half, forced it right down the field. And really, after a little while, they didn't even pretend to run the football anymore. They just came out, threw the ball, and it was successful. 11 plays, 77 yards, and four of them runs, seven of them passes, and it took 3 minutes and 13 seconds. And as I said, at the very end there, they didn't even have Gillen as a threat in the backfield. Central Dauphin has got to figure out how to stop this passing game.
Weidenhammer's kick from left to right is an end-over-end anchoring towards the sideline. Bergwin will pick it up at the 20. Bergwin now gets across the 30. It's a decent return out of it. It actually scales up towards the 34. That's where Central Dauphin will start, first and 10 with 8.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And if you're Central Dauphin, I guess the message now is, just stick to your game plan. They're going to really have to, I think, look for Zaid Esau here, though, and put the ball in the hands of their best playmaker.
I think the key right now is not to panic. And I think this is a veteran enough team and a coaching staff and especially a head coach that is not going to panic here. So look for them to stick with the game plan, continue to try to grind it out, and continue to win in the trenches.
Too far side. Esau's in the slot far side. Lavia shotgun, Hollinger to his left. Now Esau comes in motion, gets in the backfield. Hand off on first down. Keeper by Lavia. Lavia across the 45 up towards the 47, or 43 rather.
That's that read option that is all the rage right now. Thank you, Tim Tebow, because that's the sort of thing that so many teams are running at the college level. It's trickled down to the high school level. And with Tebow, it's moved up to the professional level, and nobody can stop this play. And just the fake to the left with the running back. He's got the pitch option, but sees and reads the defense correctly, and a gain of 8.
Two near side, one far side on second and 2 for Lavia. Man in motion coming towards us, scales. They hand it off. He turns it upfield, and he stopped right away. It's Junior Joseph along with Demetrius Young and the big defensive tackle, Deshaun Giddens, on the stop for Wilson.
Gives us a chance to remind you that tonight's game is being brought to you by Environmental Interiors. Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of 22, new and remanufactured. That's recycled office cubicles at Environmental Interiors.
So Sam Adams is back out now for the Rams, and scales will come off on third and 1. Big third down here for the Rams with 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. Attacking the end zone to our left. Third and 1 from the CD 43. Split backfield behind Lavia, receiver each way. Lavia surveys. Wilson Flinch got back. Handoff on third down to Eason. He is going to be stopped back at the 40.
The penetration hurt the play as Demetrius Young got in the backfield. The other thing that hurt, though, where they wanted to run the football, they wanted to go right up the gut. There was no surge whatsoever from the right side of the Central Dauphin offensive line. That forced Issa to try to bounce it to the outside. And when you get a big back to go laterally instead of up and down the field, the advantage goes to the defense.
Casey Hart's little punt. Rodney Gillen back deep to receive right around his 25. 6:37 running clock here in the third. Hartzell gets a low snap and gets a nice high spiraling kick away that Gillen's going to have to retreat. It's going to hit inside the 15 and be down back at the 12. That's where Wilson's going to start. First and 10 with 6:26 to go here in the third quarter.
Well, things not looking good all of a sudden for Central Dauphin. They looked towards the end of that first half, before Wilson's touchdown drive started, they looked like they were so in control, and all it took was Wilson to be able to have success in the passing game, and this game is completely turned around. So you've got a touchdown drive and a three and out here for Central Dauphin, and now an opportunity for this Wilson offense to try to drive down the field, and it's been the arm of Seth Klein that has done the damage.
Corners are Scales and Bergwin, and Bowman the safety. They throw it out near side to Morgan. Morgan gets away from traffic across the 20 and is tackled upfield by Schwann. He will be close. He will have enough for the Wilson first down. The sticks move on the 11-yard catch and run.
And it's a difference for Central Dauphin how they defense that. It's a good read from Andrew Bergwin. He was the guy on the outside receiver, made a break on Morgan to make the tackle for a short gain. But then if you're going to do that, you have got to make the tackle. He was unable to wrap and bring him down. He just wrapped and then could not
make the stop.
Two each way. Morgan slot near side. Man in motion coming towards us. The tight end Rothrock, and hits Rothrock. Loose ball in the field back at the 20. And Morgan scampered back to recover it for the Bulldogs. Saved another potential turnover there. Good heads up play.
Yeah, a great heads up play from Morgan, because this is a place you cannot afford to have a turnover. And both these teams desperately at this point, I think, are looking for that opportunistic opportunity on the defensive end of the ball, and Central Dauphin, that would have put their offense in great position. Instead, Morgan looking, paying attention, doing a great job of saving the possession.
Finding the pistol, Morgan near side, too far side. Gillen two climbs right, throws it over the middle to the tight end. Rothrock makes a catch at the 25 and a stop right there. And he gets across the original line of scrimmage up to the 25. So a pickup. That's going to leave third down now. Third and eight with 5 minutes coming up here now in the third quarter.
Rothrock on the season coming in had 18 catches in 13 games. And already tonight he has been a huge weapon. Two touchdowns on the game and a total of four catches. I make that three catches, but they've thrown to him a couple other times where he's had the ball in his hands.
Two touchdowns too. So Klein and the pistol here on third down. Looks over the middle, pass caught by St. Julian across the 30. He is going to be stopped short of the first down as Hollinger and also Scales in on the stop for the Rams. That'll bring up fourth down. CD's defense gets the stop they need. Now can the offense turn it around and do something with the ball?
Scales did a tremendous job of recognizing the cushion he was allowed to give. He dropped into coverage, he saw the quick slant, and knew he had to step up immediately as that ball was thrown and make an immediate stop, and he does so after a gain, a short one, 2 yards short.
Scales back deep to receive for the Rams, standing at his own 30. 4:05 to go. Wilson taking their time here on the punt. Pressure coming, gets away a short, wobbly end over end that goes out of bounds just across the 50. So Central Dauphin's going to get good starting field position without the return, as they will start first and 10 from their own 47 here with 3:56 to go in the third quarter.
Nate Hamilton, who had a key block punt last week against Central York to spearhead the comeback for Central Dauphin, even getting this game, had excellent pressure that time and almost got the block, but he did affect it enough to make that shank happen. I'd like to thank another one of our sponsors right now while we have the chance. Thank you going out to In Touch Communication, Anthony Cristillo. He's out there located in Midtown Harrisburg with the iPhone 4s.
Two each way, LaVia in the shotgun. Man in motion, Scales away from us on first and 10 from the 48. LaVia throws it to Scales. Pass is going to sail in and out of Scales' hands. He would have been rocked if he caught the pass anyway. That'll bring up second and 10 for Central Dauphin.
And something that you will never see a referee call. Zaid Issa that time, very close to an offensive pass interference. He was blocking right around the line of scrimmage for his wide receiver mate, but it's in that gray area. The fact that he was right around the line of scrimmage, and that was the determining factor for not throwing the flag.
Two near side, one far side. Shotgun for LaVia. Scales in motion away from us. They fake it to him. They give it to Hollinger. Hollinger into Wilson territory across the 50. Follows the block, 40. And he is driven out of bounds just across the 40 at the 38 of the Bulldogs. Have a first down for Central Dauphin with 3:43 to play in the third quarter.
Normally you give tailbacks a lot of credit for following their blocking. That time that's a fullback doing an excellent job of reading blocks in front of him, seeing that the hole is to the outside, so instead of just barreling forward, bounces it to the outside, and then sees a wide receiver in Bobby Schaefer making an excellent downfield block and reading off of that and getting more yardage as a result.
14-yard pickup, first and 10 for the Rams. Receiver far side, backfield of Hollinger and Scales. They go flea flicker. LaVia throws it off his back foot deep down the field for Issa, who makes the catch for the touchdown. 38 yards off his back foot again to the playmakers, Zaid Issa, and Central Dauphin gets the lead right back at 16-14 Rams.
Get the ball in the hands of your playmakers however you need to, and if Zaid Issa is not going to be able to do it as much in the run game, get him in space in the pass game. He's 6'4". Put the ball out there and let him run onto it, and LaVia on the flea flicker, I don't know that it fooled the defense as much as it froze them just enough for Issa to use that excellent track speed and get by them for the go-ahead touchdown.
Evan Brandis for the point with 3:18 to go in the third quarter. All-important extra point here. Brandis' kick is up, and it is good. 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Central Dauphin reclaims the lead. 17-14 Rams. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. 3:18 to go, third quarter is 8 Esau. We said get it in his hands. There you go, 38-yard touchdown
pass. Yeah, and so important for both these teams to realize right now, there are certain guys who brung you here. So you're going to saddle them up, and you're going to ride them as far as you can have them take you. And Zayd Issa is one of those guys, as Issa able to come up with that one. Hey, running the football, not so much. Pass receiving, four catches, 111 yards, and two touchdowns for Issa, including that go-ahead.
Kickoff from Hartzell is fumbled momentarily by Gillen, and he is going to be rocked right across the 15. Check that. It's Jimmy Brooks.
And it's Hamilton with the stop.
Yep.
Absolutely crushing him back there shy of the 20-yard line. Just want to bring something up quickly. Some people may be aware, based on what I was saying, that I am as out of touch as, well, and most people communication-wise who are, like, in-touch communication. They have iPhone 4S. Of course, you guys can attest to this. My script says iPhone 4Z.
It does.
I think our script writer, and no, our script writer is more out of touch than I am.
First down and 10 for Wilson. They give to Gillen across the 25 and up towards the 24, rather up to the 25. And it's a pickup that time of 8. Now to bring up second down and 2.
That's why I need Anthony over there to help me out, to hook me up and teach me a little bit about this stuff, because I'm lost. I'm lost when it comes to that. Hopefully the Central Dolphin defense isn't lost on this series of downs, as we see Gillen with a little bit of room. Again, because that defense has to worry about the threat of the passing game.
Morgan is in the lineup wide, rather far side. Klein looks that way. He finds his slot man, Waters, who will have the first down, and he's up across the 40-yard line to the 42. That's a gain that time of...
It's a subtle read, too.
Yep.
By Wilson in what they're doing on the pass out there. As they run the coverage to the outside, they had an inside player right up on the slot receiver, but they were playing zone. And that inside coverage man saw that the outside receiver did a 5-yard in. He took that man, and that opened up the outside for Waters to get the reception.
First down, pass goes to Morgan. Morgan across, and he fumbled the football. Ball is loose on the turf, and Central Dolphin has it. Morgan had it across the 45, lost control of it. Central Dolphin, Nate Hamilton signaling that they have it, and the Rams do. And with 2:04 to go in the third quarter, a monster turnover for Wilson.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, for Central Dolphin, I believe it was Jesse Myers who ended up getting the recovery. He was out there around that football, and it was Morgan just fighting for extra yardage, and as he's doing that, somebody came from behind, popped the ball out of his arms, and right on the spot, Central Dolphin able to get their second takeaway of the game. Let's see if they can do something with this one already with a 3-point lead.
Schaefer and Scales near side, Adams far side, Lavia under center, Hollinger is his deep back. On first and 10 from just outside, or just across midfield rather, the handoff goes to Hollinger. He pushes forward to the 46, and he picks up a couple on the play, pick up a 3, and that'll bring up second and 7 as we are under 2 minutes to go now in the third quarter.
And another shout out to one of our sponsors, Ted's Bar and Grill. New owners out there are Romeo and Johnny. They're out there near Ollie's at 6197 Allentown Boulevard. They've got live music after 9:30 on Saturday night, so a good place to go after the game if you want to hear some live music. They also have the NFL ticket, NFL package.
Adams far side. And Scales, check that. Yep, Scales in the slot goes away from us. They hand it off to Scales. Scales across the 45 and down to the 39 of Wilson.
And a little bit of momentum right now for the Rams. And the big flea flicker touchdown is going to be close to a first down. Looks like they're going to be about a half a yard shy, which in a way could be an advantage for Central Dolphin here, because it'll give them a chance to try to pick up a chippy here. And if they don't make it, they're still going to go for it anyways on fourth down. So an opportunity for them I think they're going to be conservative here, but I've seen Coach McNamee do stranger things here than just run the ball.
And Lavia's going to keep it and just push forward. He will have the first down. O'Brien, as you call it, conservative. Picks up four, needed one, and a first down for the Rams with 45 seconds to go now in the third.
If you're in week two or three of the regular season, maybe you take a shot because it's week two or three of the regular season. You're playing for a District 3 Quad A championship right now. You play conservative, you play it smart, and that offensive line on that play, a good three-yard surge right away off the snap.
First and 10 from the Wilson 36, two near side, one far side. Levy in the shotgun, Hollinger to his right. Pass goes to Schaefer near side, and Schaefer will pick up a couple after the catches across the 35, and that should do it for the third quarter here. Central Dauphin does not have to run another play, and it will. They're going to let the clock run off. Central Dauphin will take a 17-14 lead with them into the fourth quarter. They'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter as the two teams swap sides. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD. Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways, congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Here at Hershey Park Stadium, fourth quarter, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. As we will start the fourth quarter here, Central Dauphin will have it second down and six from the Wilson 32.
And all of a sudden, these two teams showing a little bit more on the offensive side. We're maybe approaching into that sort of game back in 2002 when these two teams played. It was a 35-33, much, much different game. Central Dauphin had a huge lead, and Wilson came back behind then junior quarterback Chad Henning.
Receiver each way, man of motion scales. Lavia hands it off to Hollinger. Hollinger across the 25 and down to the 20-yard line. He has the first down on a pickup of 12. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Central Dauphin now attacking the end zone out to our right. Decked out in the home green, all green, white trim, white numbers. Wilson in the road, all whites with red numbers and red trim here as we start the fourth.
And as we've talked about during this game, sometimes it's not just your stars. It's got to be your supporting role players that step up. And Hollinger has had a huge game from the fullback position, both blocking but especially with some key runs.
Back split behind Levere. They pitch it wide to Scales. Scales trying to follow his block, and then good pursuit that time by Dom Moyer for Wilson. As Scales will pick up one, and that'll bring up second and nine.
The guy who really had the key play there, though, for Wilson was Madison Miller. Outside linebacker, he was the guy who was able to get wide. Did not make the tackle, but what he did was he forced that play back to the inside where there was support. So it's that containment that helps shut down the running game. Even though he doesn't make the tackle, he forces the play inside and has somebody else help.
Two near side, one far side. Shotgun for Lavia, man of motion, Scales. They give it to Scales, tries to turn up field, and he is going to be swarmed inside that time. Matt Rothrock had the tackle for Wilson. Now, important to note here that Brandis does have range from this range of your Central Dauphin. And with all the kicking issues that Wilson has had, 6-point lead is not necessarily a bad thing here, but obviously want to get the touchdown of your CD.
You want the touchdown, but remember what happened the last time. End of the first half, they had a similar sort of situation, and Lavia threw a pick. You've got to be smart in this situation. Maybe pick up about five or more.
Adams near, Schaefer far. Back split with Lavia shotgun. Third and nine. Lavia looks. Pumps. Now he's going to throw it down the middle of the field. Pass is caught by Jesse Myers, the tight end. He is short of the first down. And with 10 minutes to go now, Glenn McNamee going to think about this.
But what I tell you, though, pick up five or so yards to make sure it's a more comfortable field goal because the wind has picked up. And I think that's going to be part of this right now. The fact that the wind has picked up a little bit and the fact that it does not give you a 7-point lead, they're going to go for it here on fourth down and two. I would have to think you're going to put the ball in the hands of your best player, Zaid Issa.
Lavia under center, back split. It's Scales and Issa. Receiver each way, fourth and two. They're going to call timeout. They're going to call timeout. Glenn McNamee and the offense is going to think about it here on fourth and two with 9:33 to go.
And we'll keep it here for right now to remind you about another one of our wonderful sponsors who are helping us bring this game to you here, and that would be Environmental Interiors. Dale and Kathleen Schwann, thank you to those folks for helping us bring this game. They're out there on Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of 22. They have new and remanufactured, recycled office cubicles out there at Environmental Interiors. So big thank you tonight goes out to Dale and Kathleen Schwann for helping bring this game to you tonight here on WMSS. A smart timeout there from Central Dauphin because of how important this play is. It's a fourth down and two. You are in scoring range. If you continue this drive and score a touchdown, Wilson's in all sorts of trouble. And I think Coach McNamee realizes right now this is a time when they can take hold of the game. And I think the other thing that may play into his mind is what a great surge the last time they had a short yardage situation his offensive line made. Don't be surprised to see them just go right up the gut right now and try to get the yardage up the middle.
Fourth and two from the Wilson 12. Receiver each way. Backs are split behind Lavia. Line gets set. Lavia gives to Esau, and he is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, trying to push forward. Second effort is going to maybe get the first down. He's going to be very close.
I think he's got it, although they didn't give him a great spot considering where he was initially. He was stood up, and Evan Schwann actually got behind Zaid Issa and pushed him maybe the necessary yardage. And that's exactly what they did. There was excellent penetration up the middle from Wilson, and Lavia barely got the handoff to Issa, going to the right side, and as he went that way, it was stacked up probably around the 10.5-yard line, and I think it was that push from Schwann at the end which allowed him to make sure they got the first and goal right at the 10-yard line.
Receiver near side, now Myers goes back to his tight end spot near side. Too far side, Issa comes near side. Now Issa goes in motion away from us. They hand it off to him. He tries to turn off, and he bunts it to the outside. Issa to the 5, to the corner, leaps, dives, and he is stopped at the 1. That's going to bring up first and goal for Central Dauphin with 8:50. Now, he stayed in bounds. I want to bring up the point here, too. Not only does the first down keep CD going, it's also taking time off the clock. That becomes a big enemy for Wilson now.
It is, and what a tremendous block that time from Sam Adams, the wide receiver. That's why Issa was able to get the corner and be able to get down the field. Without that block, he's got to turn it back inside, probably picks up about 3 or 4. Adams cleared out the corner, got him the corner, and they're a yard away from taking a 2-score lead.
Yep. Lavia goes right up the middle on second down, and he is waiting for the signal into the end zone for the touchdown. A 1-yard touchdown run for Brandon Lavia. And with 8:18 to go in the fourth quarter, Central Dauphin has a 23-14 lead on Wilson in this District 3 Quad A championship.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Eric, if Central Dauphin does come away with this victory tonight, the guys that they can thank more than anybody else is that group up front. That group up front, that offensive line, has worn this Wilson defense down as this game has gone on.
Brandis to kick the extra point. With 8:18 to go, place is down, kick is away, it is up, and it is through. 8:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 24-14, Central Dauphin leads it. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dauphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. Central Dauphin, 11-play, 49-yard drive, eats up 5:46 o'clock.
Yeah, huge, huge drive. And I think the key play in that, I mean, there were two, I think, to me, major plays in that drive that were made by guys who are not going to get headlines tomorrow, but the play by Schwann on the fourth down and two, where he's able to block his own player and get that final surge along with some guys up front who continue to push forward. And then the block by Adams on the play that set up the touchdown. And this offensive line has done a great job here, especially in the second half.
Hartsell's end-over-end kick falls in the hands of Gillen. Gillen working his way down the far sideline. It's a great return and gives Wilson awesome starting field position here with 8:08 to go as he gets it all the way up near midfield. Stops shy at about the 48. See where they mark it officially now.
Wherever they're going to put it, it's going to be just shy of midfield.
Yep.
And Wilson, that's exactly what the Bulldogs needed. They needed an excellent kickoff return by one of their main guys. Gillen has not been a major factor in this game outside of maybe more as a decoy in the backfield. And now with the game on the line, they are going to continue to have to need Seth Klein to continue to step forward.
First and 10 from the Wilson 47. Klein throws it far side, and pass falls shy of his intended receiver. And that was Rodney Gillen. And check that, Jake Morgan.
He came up a little gimpy with the right leg.
Yep.
And it was just a quick little hitch that he was trying to throw out there to the flat. We'll have to keep an eye on that because Morgan, after that play, sort of stretching out that leg. He continues to stretch out that right leg.
Actually holding his right groin, so he might have stretched out just a little too much to try to make that play. It's Little, St. Julian, and Morgan near side. Klein in the pistol, takes the snap, looks this way, fires over the middle. Morgan makes the catch in traffic, and he's across the 45 and down to the 43 of Central Dauphin with 7:56 to go. We know Wilson can move the ball quickly, as right away after the big return in Central Dauphin territory after that play.
Yeah, just enough yardage for a first down, and they're going to move the sticks on that one. And Morgan is that electric receiver. The funny thing about Morgan is he's got so many catches this season for this squad. Everyone knows it's going to him, but nobody can stop the kid.
Seven catches tonight for 129 yards. Trips near side, pistol for Klein. He takes a snap, goes right up the middle. Klein will get across the 40 and stopped at the 38.
But it ends up being Morgan's fumble that ends up setting up the last drive for Central Dauphin. So you know that in the back of his mind, he's trying to get a little bit of retribution for that mistake. But it's one of those plays that ends up being so huge in a game that's this close.
Trips near side, Klein for the pistol. He's got it back to his left. Looks near side, out of the backfield to Gillen. Gillen across the 40, and he's going to be stopped by Hollinger at the 37, 38-yard line.
In my opinion, they haven't done that enough for this game. And Gillen is your go-to guy. Outside of Morgan, I mean, in the running game, if you can't get him the ball in the running game or if you can't have him be effective in the running game, you still have to find touches for him, and you got to get it to him in space. They haven't used plays like that enough.
Morgan slot near side. It's St. Julian lined up wide. Klein looks far side, hits his man across the 30. It looks like Little, and he has the catch across the 30 down to the 28.
Little almost made a mistake, caught the ball about a yard shy of the first down, and then went backwards instead of just going forwards, but he was still able to pick up the first down as Wilson continues to drive very much on the arm of Seth Klein. It's a kid who took over for the injured Zach Ziswig last season for Wilson, and because of that experience that he gained from last year, a little slow starting this year, but he's really come on.
Little with a catch of 10 yards. Got trips near side back to Klein's left. Klein, and the play is going to be blown dead. A timeout called by Central Dauphin. We'll keep it here with rather 6:16 to go in this contest.
Give us an opportunity to thank another one of our sponsors. That would be In Touch Communication. A big thank you out to Anthony Cristillo. And his business is located in Midtown Harrisburg. That's In Touch Communication. They have iPhone 4S's out there.
I would think they also have iPhone 4s.
They probably do.
Just to bring you up to speed, iPhone 4S is the new model that came out in November. iPhone 4s came out last year. So it's just like a sub-version and the newest model.
I'm going to wait for the J phone to come out. iPhone, yeah, I want the J phone. iPhone reminds me too much of iCarly.
I
get to watch that too much at home with the kids.
I'm actually surprised you don't have a bag phone with a shoulder strap. That's what amazes me.
Hey, I just started figuring out how to use the texting feature of my phone, so we're working on it. At some point, I will make it all the way up to the year 2000.
John Wilsbach is actually further ahead of you on the cellular phone chain.
On that he is. It's about the only thing because he still uses the electric typewriter.
Empty set now for Klein. He's going to take off and run. Pressure coming. He's got to get rid of it. He throws near sideline. St. Julian, a diving catch across the 15 to the 14-yard line, 13-yard line. Pick up a 15 and a first down for the Bulldogs with 6 minutes and 7 seconds showing on the clock. Wilson attacking the end zone to our left, trailing this one 24-14.
Klein extends the play so well. And it's so difficult and reminiscent, not size-wise, but of what Ben Roethlisberger does for the Steelers, able to keep the play alive and really loosens the defense and gets guys out of position.
Trips far side, handoff to Gillen right up the middle, dives across the 10. Ball's loose on the turf.
They're saying he's down at the 10.
Yep, referee on the far sideline comes in and makes it clear that Gillen was down. And that would have been a backbreaker for Wilson. As we are under 6 minutes to play now, ball's officially, the lines are out there. They look to the sideline. Klein does to get the play. Going to send trips far side again. Tight end Rothrock line up to the left. Gillen is to the right of Klein in the pistol. Gets the snap. Klein looks far side. Throws it out of the backfield to Gillen. Gillen inside the 5. Ducks his head and is close to the goal line. He's going to be about a half a yard shy. It'll bring up a first and goal for Wilson with 5:19 to go. They're going to just outside of that Central Dauphin goal line.
May not seem like much, but that's a big stop for Central Dauphin because it's going to, once the clock starts moving again after the chains move, it's going to run a little bit more time off the clock potentially.
Gillen or Klein lost the ball. Wilson has to retreat to get it. And it looks Gillen like Gillen, yep, Gillen pounced on it. Dalen Russo, rather. Tried to get in there to get it for Central Dauphin. Klein wanted to go right up the middle and lost the handle on the snap.
Yeah, big mistake from Klein. And it not only cost them a touchdown opportunity, cost them more time off the clock, and it also has to run another play.
Hand off Gillen. Stop shy of the goal line again. That Central Dauphin defense. Schwann and Dalen Russo got in on him early, and then Ben Mosey stopped him shy of the goal line again.
And because of the loss of yardage on the fumble, it makes Wilson have to work much harder, and it's not automatic because Wilson has not been winning the battle up front in this game very often in the running game.
Trips far side, Gillen to the right of Klein in the pistol. Klein will keep, go right up the middle, and he is going to be stopped. Second effort might have got him in the end zone.
Nope,
they're going to mark
short.
Him shy again. What a job by this Central Dauphin defense. Klein looked like he was going to be in on second effort. And that CD defense rises to the occasion again. That's going to bring up fourth and goal with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter.
They ran it off tackle to the right, and they ran Gillen right into the hole as a lead blocker, and he didn't block anybody. He ran into the end zone, didn't hit anybody in the hole, thought the hole was open, and Klein didn't get enough.
Fourth and goal for Wilson from the CD1. Hand off Gillen up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Wilson. 3:52 to go, and Wilson has cut into that CD lead. It's 24-20 Rams.
Couple very important things, though. Wilson on that drive did not have to use any of their timeouts. They still have all three of those left. But that fiasco at the goal line cost them near about a minute and 15 seconds off the clock while they were wasting time trying to score, trying to get the football. So Central Dauphin defensively, they do give up the points, but they do not allow a lot of time to tick off.
Weidenhammer's point after is good. 3:52 to go in this one. Central Dauphin leads at 24-20. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve leading that drive for Wilson. 4 minutes, 16 seconds, 12 plays, 53 yards. But you just remarked before the break there about a minute and a half of that wasted.
Yeah, and where if they have the ball, they rushed the play on first and goal because they were so worried about that time situation instead of being so worried about getting the touchdown. So they dropped the snap. And it takes them an extra 3 plays after that, all runs, to get into the end zone. So a big notch for Central Dauphin defensively to be able to force more time off the clock. And now, with less than 4 minutes left to go, the Rams have an opportunity here. They are going to be very aware of a potential onside kick, but I can't see Wilson doing that here.
Not with three timeouts. Scales back deep to receive for the Rams. Standing right around his 15-yard line. It's Madison Miller who's going to kick this one off for the Bulldogs.
This is a good place for a pooch punt, a little pooch down the field. Maybe pop it up and see if somebody can run onto it.
Miller runs up. It's going to be an end-over-end that Scales will let hit at around the 15. He picks it up around the 10, bumps into his own man, and gets up to the 20-yard line where Central Dauphin will start first and 10 with 3:46. Rams one timeout. Wilson has three. Obviously, CD's MO here is to make Wilson burn those timeouts and eat up the clock.
All game long, Coach McNamee and his staff have put his team in a situation where they would run the football, wear the opposing team down. With 3:46 left to go, this is where we see if it manifests itself in a district championship, because this is where you need to be able to run the football when a team across from you knows that they're going to run the football.
Adams left, Esau right. Lavia shotgun, Hollinger to his left. Esau in motion away from us. They hand it off Hollinger. Hollinger straight up the middle, pushes across the 20, and second effort will get him up to the 23-yard line.
See if Wilson burns one. I don't think they're going to yet. Well, yes, they do. They do burn a timeout here.
3:33 to go. Wilson can get the ball down the field in a hurry. We know that. So Doug Doms and the coaches may not be too concerned about time. But it is of the essence now if you are the Bulldogs here. The winner of this game, by the way, will get North Allegheny next Saturday. That game will take place at a site and time to be determined. Central Dauphin has not been to the finals, the semifinals of the PIAA tournament since 2002. Lost to Parkland after defeating Wilson here in the district championship. Made it to the East Final all the way back in 1997 under first-year head coach George Chomp, but have not had much success outside of those 2 years.
Most
championship success.
Let's take a look at District 3. District 3 hasn't had much success when it comes to the state playoffs
and
either. So,
of course, 2 years in a row, Central Dauphin running into McDevitt with a guy named LaShawn McCoy. That derailed him a couple of times.
Yeah, but LaShawn McCoy's teams didn't have much success in the state playoffs. District 3 has had very little success. This team could be different.
Receiver near side. Now they shift all around. Adams and Schaefer go out wide far side. Schaefer in the slot, or Adams in the slot. Esau in motion away from us. They hand it off to him. He turns up field and is going to be stopped right around the line of scrimmage. And with 3:25 to go now in this quarter, this fourth quarter, Doug Doms and Wilson going to call their second timeout.
Gives us a chance to remind you about another one of our fabulous sponsors who has helped bring us this game, Mr. Bob Subways. Bob Rogers joined us at halftime. He and Carol run Mr. Bob's Subways. Locations at Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, at East Main Street in Hummelstown, and Route 39 in South Hanover Township. And I know there's that big game in the NFL, and you as a Packers fan will probably be familiar with it. Me as a Colts fan, I won't have to worry about it, although it will be at the home field of my squad. They still will not have won a game probably by that point, but they will have the first pick of the draft. But that's really one of those great times. So, Mr. Bob Subway, that time of year, it's a good combination.
Absolutely. We thank them for bringing us all the action here tonight from Hershey Park Stadium. 3:23 to go. Central Dauphin with a 24-21 lead here in this District 3 Quad A championship.
Do you notice how I was able to not work the name of the game that you're not allowed to say in? That really important super game that seems like it's more of a bowl.
Third and 7 for Central Dauphin. Rams shift all over the place. Schaefer, Esau near side. Scales and Adams far side. Hollinger to the left of Lavia. Lavia takes a snap, throws, gets set, fires it downfield. Scales makes the catch into Wilson territory all the way down across the 35 to the 33-yard line. That is an absolute backbreaker if you're the Wilson defense.
And I'm going to tell you something. That tells me a lot about Coach McNamee and his trust in Brandon Lavia. This kid had thrown for 98 total yards in the playoffs, and that was a 45-yard pass play. But trusting your quarterback in that situation after he's thrown two interceptions today, but he's had a big game throwing the football, trusting him to make the right throw, the right decision. They do that, and it pays off with a first down.
2:50 to go. As two receivers near side, it's Esau and Schaefer. Glenn McNamee is going to burn Central Dolphins' final timeout. And I got a flag come in on the back end here. McNamee's arguing that they wanted a timeout. Play clock was going down.
I'll be honest with you. I'd rather have the delay of game penalty.
I agree.
But they're going to take the timeout and spend their last timeout here with 2:48 left to go. And coming up after our game, the Sherry and Bill Anderson Remax Realty post-game show, where Central Dolphin is 2 minutes and 48 seconds away from their third District 3 Quad A championship if they can hold on. And what a hit. We have seen so many big plays from both of these teams at key times. When they've needed to make a big play, they have stepped forward and done that. Maybe none bigger than the pass play from LaVia to Scales when the game was on the line.
Central Dolphin, the third seed in District 3 Quad A this season. Two number three seeds have won district championships. Mechanicsburg all the way back in 1986 and Wilson in 1990. Central Dolphin's trying to become the third one to do that here tonight. Of course, Brian mentioned 97 and 2002, they were district champs. They've won 11 in a row. Their last loss to Bishop McDevitt back on September 11th. Not a bad loss.
Oh, no. That's definitely not a bad loss. That's a team that can shut down your running game really, really well.
First and 10 from the Wilson 32. Rams shift all over the place again. It's Esau and Schaefer near side. Backs are split behind LaVia. LaVia takes a snap, stumble, got it to Hollinger. Hollinger trying to fight his way for a yard or two, and it's going to be stopped after a pickup of about one. Wilson will call its final timeout with 2:41 to go.
And if Central Dolphin wins this game, we are hopeful that we will have the game next week for you. Site and time to be announced.
A little bit of a conflicting schedule there because the Altoona Mirror reported this morning in their edition that Tyrone would play at Mansion Park at 1 o'clock. That's actually been the time slot that Quad A has gotten when it's been District 3 against the Whippeal team out there. It is a Whippeal team. It's North Allegheny. They defeated State College today 40-14. So just stay tuned for the site and time on that one. It's possible doubleheader could be there. There's also the possibility that State College, they've been a site in the past as well if they want to get that game at 1 o'clock next week.
All depends, but you're one step away then. You win this one, then you're one step away from playing for a state championship. And anything can happen at that point. With the last timeout going off the board for Wilson, it's very clear now for the Rams. If the Rams pick up a first down, they basically can salt this one away.
2:41, Central Dolphin with a 24-21 lead at the Wilson 32. Rams shift around again. Esau and Schaefer near side. Scales far side. Scales comes in motion towards us. They give it to Scales following the block of Hollinger. Turns it upfield, gets across the 30, and is inside the 30 at the 29. It's a pickup of three, and that'll bring up fourth down and seven. Now, Wilson cannot stop the clock. Third down, check that.
Wilson. And that was a play there, Eric, as Wilson can't stop the clock. They have no timeouts. Neither team has timeouts left. But a play that seemed like it was very well blocked. Give the Bulldogs a lot of credit. This defense has been pushed around a little bit from time to time, but they're standing firm right now against the run.
Rams shift around again. It's Esau Schaefer, far side. LaVia in the shotgun, Scales in motion away from us. They give it to Scales, slips, gets around the end, and he fights, still on his feet, and he fights forward after he almost slipped to the turf. And depending on spot, it's going to be close to a first down. He's inside the 25 to the 24.
But because of the big pass play where it ended up putting the ball, it's four down territory anyways. And this is essentially the game right here for Wilson. Less than 2 yards, probably about 2 yards away from a first down for Central Dolphin. They pick it up. This game is over, and the Rams have a championship.
Fourth and three from the Wilson 24. Schaefer near side, Adams far side. Backs are split behind LaVia under center. It's Hollinger and Esau in the backfield. Handoff goes to Esau. Stutter steps. He will be close to the first down. He got stopped. A good tackle that time.
Boy, it's going to be real, real close. That was an outstanding stop that time.
Jesse Poore had the stop for Wilson.
He's just shy of the 27.
And LaVia motioning it first down. He's standing right in line with the marker. He's got better eyes
than I do. He's got better eyes than the officials do, apparently, because they're going to bring the chains out anyways. The celebration will tell the tale.
And it is
got it.
First down for the Rams, and with 1:15 to go, this one is all but wrapped up. Wilson cannot stop the clock. Esau pumps his fist, gets a big hug from Zach Wilk. Hollinger and Lavia celebrating.
The coach is in the booth next to us right now from Central Dolphin. They're celebrating as well. Hugs all around. What a workmanlike effort here tonight for Central Dolphin. And on the backs of these offensive linemen, they're able to pick up the final first down necessary.
Victory formation for the Rams. Lavia under center. He fumbled the snap. Recovered it right away.
Joe Pisarczyk, anyone?
And under a minute to go now for Central Dolphin as they maintain possession. 47 seconds running clock. McNamee, Lavia talk right around the 30. Lavia goes back to the huddle.
Hey, bottom line is this, Eric, at this point. So they're going to have to snap it one more time. But the Rams came out. They executed their game plan. And at the end, it was an inch or two enough to win the game.
Victory formation again. Lavia takes the snap. Drops to a knee, and that is going to do it. Central Dolphin does not have to run another play. They win their third District 3 Quad A championship, 24-21. And a great game, a great victory over Wilson. Glenn McNamee gets the Gatorade bath, and the Rams celebrate in mass right around the 30-yard line down below us.
Very well-deserved victory for Central Dolphin. These two teams, we said coming in how evenly matched they were, that it could go either way. It's very difficult to pick, and at the end of the game, the advantage in the special teams with the kicking game is 3 points difference, and there was a blocked field goal for Wilson. There was a made field goal for Central Dolphin. The two teams scored 3 touchdowns each. That's how close this game ends up being.
And we talked about this in our pregame show, Central Dolphin having to call back upon their ability to come back in the last two games. They do it here again tonight. They give up the third quarter touchdown.
They dug down deep. Yep. And I thought the flea flicker was a brilliant call when they ran it. Their ability to run the football allowed them to throw the football enough to win this football game.
Central Dolphin wins it 24-21. When we come back, the postgame show. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD. Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dolphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
Welcome back here to Hershey Park Stadium. Brian Kaiser along with Steve Leedy. Eric Thomas on his way down to the field to talk to a few folks from the victorious Central Dolphin Rams as the Rams win the District 3 Quad A Championship by a final score of 24-21 over the Wilson Bulldogs. And we are here on the Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty postgame show here on WMSS. And Steve, what a tremendous football game between two teams that we knew coming in were about as razor close of teams as you could get, and they proved it.
Yeah, we knew this game was going to be close, and it was going to be the defense of each team that was going to be the key. And really, the offense is... definitely had a major part to play in this game with a couple of big plays, certainly in the first half. But in the end, it was Central Dauphin who got that two-score lead in the second half, and that was key. It was just enough, and the field goal is the difference. The first 3 points of the game is CD able to pull out 24-21 win.
A game with so many pivotal plays on each side of the ball. And in the first half, a game that was 10-7, you're looking at it, and at one point, we really thought in the first half, CD got up 10-0 and were dominating this football game. And it was one drive from Wilson at the end of the first half that put them back in the game and all of a sudden made this a great game.
Yeah, and it certainly did look like Wilson was coming back in this game, and they basically had control of this game, we felt, going into halftime, especially with Central Dauphin leaving some points on the field after the interception right at the end of the first half. But CD was able to come out there midway through the third quarter and reestablish control of the game. And Wilson fought as hard as they could, and really you can't discount the effort put forth by both of these teams here tonight.
I think one of the key factors in this game for Wilson, their star player, their guy that you would probably say coming in is the focal point of their offense, was Rodney Gillen. And he really didn't factor in very much. They did not find ways to get him the football. For Central Dauphin, the guy that you would probably circle, okay, this is the guy that if we're going to hear about somebody who really goes off offensively, it's going to be this guy, and it's Zaid Issa. And the difference between these two teams in what they did, I think, was Central Dauphin found ways to get Esau the football. It wasn't working as well in the running game at times, so they threw the football to him, and it paid off big time.
Yeah, really, it was hard sledding rushing the football from anybody here tonight. Both of these run defenses played very well. But Esau... when you look at those two guys, Issa, 4 catches, 111 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That definitely is the big factor when you look at the stat sheet. On the other side, Gillen, just 2 catches for 12 yards. He almost scored a touchdown. He was down at the 1. But still, that's a big difference between your two big players on each team. And Central Dauphin has the guy with the bigger stat line, and they are the team with the bigger score on the scoreboard.
And they're going to go out right now and be given the championship trophy as the captains of the team will go over right now, and they will be awarded the championship trophy. As we'll take a look for Central Dauphin, they will raise that thing high in celebration of a District 3 Quad A championship. Zach Wilk, Jesse Myers, a couple of guys over there, Casey Hartzell also going over to get the hardware, and the entire team will get to go around that to celebrate a district championship. We'll run down the entire statistics in just a little bit. But our Eric Thomas is down on the field right now. He's down there right now with Coach McNamee. Let's go down right now to Eric Thomas.
Guys, we're down here with Central Dauphin head coach Glenn McNamee. Coach has his family with him here, guys. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the championship win tonight. Can you describe, number one, that flea flicker play, and two, Brandon Lavia's poise to make two big throws tonight? Number one, that touchdown to Esau, and then the big pass to through scales at all, but really wrap that game up.
We talked before the game. You asked me about my feelings about Brandon Lavia, and I told you in no uncertain terms how we feel about him. Tonight, everybody knows what kind of a football player he is. That flea flicker, you know, it's a handoff from Lavia to Scales and then throwing down the field to Zaid. Those three guys are fantastic friends. They have great chemistry, and they're fierce competitors.
And also, Esau tonight, a matchup nightmare when you guys were throwing the ball. He gets a lot of credit for running the football, but those big, big touchdown catches tonight, he was a big mismatch for Wilson secondary.
He's a fierce competitor. He's a fantastic kid, great character, works very, very hard. it's not just about a guy out there running around with talent. He puts in an awful lot, and he's got a lot of positive intangibles.
First district championship for CD since 2002. You were an assistant then. You're a head coach now. You guys get North Allegheny next week. What are your thoughts on making that trip?
I'm so proud of our guys right now, and we're going to enjoy this victory for sure. It's been quite a journey to get to this point with our share of adversity and the way our kids have dealt with it every step of the way. We're going to certainly enjoy this one, and we're going to get right back at it next week because these guys do not want it to end. They have such a great togetherness. They just don't want it to end, period.
Coach, congratulations. Good luck to you next
Thank
week.
You very much.
Brian and Steve, back up to you guys. We're going to try to round up Zadie Esau before we get out of here tonight.
Thank you very much, Eric. And hopefully we'll talk to him in just a little bit. But it gives us a chance to remind everyone about another one of our great sponsors who helped bring us this game to everyone tonight on WMSS. That's Ted's Bar and Grill. The new owners out there are Romeo and Johnny. And it's 6197 Allentown Boulevard out near Ollie's. And the words here say, after the game, the celebrating takes place at the Rams' Den at Ted's. I think there's going to be a lot of celebrating that should be done tonight. Reminder also, Monday night is Wings Night, so always a good thing to have Wings Night on a Monday night, and then on Saturday night, it's going to be championship celebration out there at Ted's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, it certainly will be a festive atmosphere tonight.
Completely caught you off guard with that, didn't I?
Yeah, I was looking at my stats.
I know, because you're getting ready to do stats, and we're going to hold you off from doing that. Because we're going to go down right now. Eric has Brandon Lavia. Down to Eric.
All right, thank you, guys. We're down here with Central Dolphin quarterback Brandon Lavia. Can you describe to me that flea flicker? What was going through your mind when they called that play in the huddle?
Well, I told Drew not to carry it too far up into the line because I knew they were definitely going to be bringing guys when they saw his run. They were going to be coming up hard. He got it. He pitched it back to me quick. Someone was in my face, so I had to kind of lean back a little bit. And Z, he makes plays. He's the best athlete around. He makes plays. I put it up in the air and let him make a play with it.
And Esau also caught a touchdown pass earlier in the game. Big mismatch for Wilson secondary tonight. Can you just describe that touchdown pass you threw the first one off your back foot? Describe that one.
I started dropping back, moved a little bit to my left, and saw they had one guy running with Zade. And at that point, it's just put it up, put it down the field, and let him go get it.
A lot's been made about the fact you only threw for 98 yards coming into tonight's game. Glenn McAmey said before the game that if he had to turn it over to you, you could make the plays necessary. And you made the big one to Drew Scales there to get you guys into Wilson territory and essentially ice this game. What do you say about that?
I mean, we're winning games. That's all it is. The whole time, this whole season, as long as we're winning games, I'm a team guy. As long as we're winning games, we come together as a family. It's a family affair. It doesn't matter who's scoring the touchdowns, who's making the throws. As long as we're winning games and moving the chains forward, I'm happy. We got a district championship. I don't care if I threw for 98 yards in three games.
All right, Brandon. Congratulations on the district championship win. Good luck next week. Brian and Steve, back up to you.
Thank you very much, Eric. And hopefully we'll be hearing from a few more people down there on the field as we continue our post-game show. So we'll be talking to Zadie Esau in just a little bit. Tell you what, while we're waiting, because he's doing another interview right now, let's take a look at the scores from around the district, from around the state, because there's some big games. You know what? Never mind, Steve. Let's go down, back down to Eric. Zadie Esau's with him.
Back, Zadie Esau, two touchdown catches tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All adds up to a district championship victory.
Yes, district championship. We're excited. We knew Wilson was going to be tough and that we had to come out from the first quarter, unlike the past couple weeks how we started off slow and had to pick it up the second half. So we just brought our emotion in the first quarter and kept it throughout the game, and it worked out for us.
How much when you guys were down in this game 17-14 did you go back to the previous 2 weeks against Cedar Cliff and Central York and think about what you had to do to come back in those games, and how did you apply that to this game?
We were saying that throughout the huddle. We said, hey, you know what you got to do. Just step it up. Don't worry about it. The score is just a score. We're going to get in the end zone. It'll be all right.
And everybody knows that Drew Scales is sort of an X factor in this offense. You picked up a couple of big plays, the fourth down, obviously to ice the game, but Drew had the big reception to get into Wilson territory to put you guys in that position late in the fourth quarter.
I think my hat goes off to the linemen tonight because that's what starts it all. We can't do anything without the linemen. They blocked hard. Everybody else took what they gave them.
Is there anything you can't do on the football field? You get a lot of credit for running the ball, but the two big catches tonight.
Kicking game. I'm working on my kicking game so I can kick extra points next year.
All right, Zay. Congratulations. Nice job tonight. Guys, back up to you.
Future kicker for Central Dolphin, apparently. Zade Esau, looking forward to that. Looking forward to that, to be honest with you. That is maybe the only thing we haven't seen him do at this point. We're going to step out for a break here on the Sherry and Bill Anderson Remax Realty post-game show. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from here at Hershey Park Stadium. We'll do the post-game statistics. Also, give you a look at the scores from around the state of Pennsylvania in high school football today to set up what's going to be coming up next week in the week before the state championship games. Again, our final score here, it is Central Dauphin 24, Wilson 21. The Rams are the District 3 Quad A champions. This playoff football here on WMSS.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
In Touch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They also provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry iPhone 4s with true unlimited data. That's In Touch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
And welcome back one final time out here to Hershey Park Stadium here on the Sherry and Bill Anderson REMAX Realty postgame show. Brian Kaiser with you along with Steve Leedy, Eric Thomas with us as well. It is 24-21, the final score as Central Dauphin knocks off Wilson in the District 3 Quad A Championship game. The Rams, 13-1 on the season, will advance to next week's state semifinal round. Wilson will end their season at 12-2. And to wrap up how it happened statistically, Steve Leedy has your postgame statistics.
All right, first we will look at Wilson rushing the football. Rodney Gillen, 15 carries, 46 yards, and a touchdown. Quarterback Seth Klein, 4 for 12. Demetrius Young, 1 carry for minus 1 yard. Receiving, Jake Morgan, 7 catches, 129 yards. But it was Matt Rothrock who had two scores. He had three catches for 33 yards and those two touchdowns. St. Julian had 4 for 38. Gillen, 2 for 12. Mike Little, 2 for 26. Jimmy Waters, 1 catch for 18 yards. Seth Klein, the quarterback, not a bad day statistically. 19 for 25, 256 yards, and two touchdowns, no interceptions. And team totals for Wilson on the ground, 21 carries, 52 yards, 256 yards through the air, sacked three times for a loss of 13, 295 total yards for Wilson here tonight. For Central Dauphin, rushing leader was Drew Scales, 13 carries for 45 yards. Zaid Issa, 13 for 28. Adam Hollinger, 9 for 47. Actually, Hollinger was the leading rusher with 47 yards. On nine carries. Brandon Levia, 4 carries for 20 yards and a touchdown from the quarterback position. Receiving, Zaid Issa, 4 for 111, 2 touchdowns. Drew Scales, 3 for 83. Bobby Schaefer, 2 for 11. Jesse Myers caught one pass. That was for 7 yards. Levia passing was 10 for 15, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Schaefer threw one pass that was incomplete on the first play of the game. Team totals for Central Dauphin, 39 carries, 140 yards on the ground, 212 through the air, 352 yards of total offense for CD in this game, again compared to 295 for Wilson. Scoring recap, first quarter, 39-yard field goal from Evan Brandis, 3-0 Central Dauphin. That's the way it ended the first quarter. In the second quarter, it was Zaid Issa, a 53-yard reception from Levia. Extra point made it 10-0 Central Dauphin. Then Wilson got on the board quickly after that with 4:13 left to play in the first half. Matt Rothrock, a 16-yard reception from Klein. Extra point made it 10-7. That's the way we took it to halftime. Then Wilson came out and marched right down the field. After the second half kickoff, Rothrock, his second touchdown reception, this one of 12 yards. Weinhammer's extra point put Wilson on top, 14-10. But then Central Dauphin reclaimed the lead with 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Issa, a 38-yard reception from Lavia, 17-14 after the PAT. And then CD went up two scores with 8:18 left to play in the game as Lavia pushed it in from 1 yard out. The extra point made it 24-14. Wilson gets a touchdown with 3:52 left to play in the fourth quarter on a Ronnie Gillen 1 yard touchdown run. The extra point gave us our final score of 24-21, but Wilson did not touch the football after that, and Central Dauphin claims the District 3 championship 24-21.
And so many big plays in this game. We'll talk about those briefly in just a second, but another big thank you out to another one of our sponsors here tonight, Sherry and Bill Anderson, RE/MAX Realty Professionals. I think all Central Dauphin alumni are going to be very proud, and they are both Central Dauphin alumni. They're out there at North Mountain Road near Linglestown. So RE/MAX Realty Professionals, they're Sherry and Bill Anderson, and they are also bringing you this post-game show as we are currently on the Sherry and Bill Anderson Realty RE/MAX Realty post-game show here on WMSS. And Central Dauphin beats Wilson by a final score of 24-21. And if you go through all the big plays in this game, I think a lot of the things that you would look at specifically as far as the big plays in this game, each team seemed to step up when they needed to, especially on the offensive. We knew coming in, Eric, that this was going to be a game where these two teams offensively would have their moments, but defense would probably run the day. But each of these teams, I was so impressed with how offensively, when they needed to make a big play, they did so.
And, you know, on top of that, Brian, I think the thing that impressed me the most is that Central Dauphin, in the three previous weeks, has not had to rely on Brandon Lavia to do it. And tonight he makes three really, really good throws. I mean, off his back foot for two touchdowns. The big throw where he got set, hit scales for the big first down into Wilson territory. I mean, I don't think he could have scripted this any better for Central Dauphin. Your quarterback shows up, he plays really well, does a great job getting down the field.
Yeah,
and your offense, you know, when they have to, they score. That's this Central Dauphin team, you know, as we saw here tonight, and I've seen a couple times this season, they don't have to score 35 points a game. This isn't the 2002 version with Arden Bransford and Brent Wise and all those guys, or the 97 version with Ryan Bolisic and Andrew Kozloff and all those guys that shattered all kinds of records at the school. This is a team that would like to win a game 7-0 if they can. They can win a game with defense. I think they proved tonight they can win it with offense. We know they can win it with special teams. We just didn't see it here tonight because Scales can take a kickoff back to the house. So I think they've got every conceivable way to beat a team they can come up with. Now, the question is, can they do that against North Allegheny? I don't know, but I think considering that I've seen Wilson and Cumberland Valley and now CD in two straight weeks, I'd say they got the best chance of those three, and those were arguably the three best teams in the district playoffs.
Usually the best team does end up coming through when you have a tournament like this. In this case, the best team, it was close. But Central Dauphin proved themselves tonight to be the best team. They were able to be probably the more balanced of the two teams. And at the end of the game, that offensive line, it just a ton of credit, I think. And I want to mention them because so often you hear the feature guys, those guys who are the running backs, the receivers, the quarterbacks. But you don't get to hear enough of Zach Wilk, Nick Green, Nick Gillick, Nate Hamilton, Evan Schwann, and even the tight end Jesse Myers. Sam Adams made a great block on a play that got the Rams down to the one before they knocked it in on the next play. And Adam Hollinger, another guy who got some rushing yards tonight, had some big runs, but also was a key blocking factor as well at fullback. Those guys up front, they are not big, but they played huge in this championship
game.
Yeah,
it's not the offensive line from a season ago with Jeremy Seaman and also Artie Rao, the bigger 250, 260 guys. Wilk's the biggest guy on the offensive line at 275. But what that defense of line, most of those guys go both ways, and the offensive line do is they play more physical and they play bigger than what they really are size-wise. You just mentioned them, and they did come up huge tonight. And I really think that, you know, the problem that teams have had against those Whippeel teams when they've gone out west, and you know, Cumberland Valley ran into North Allegheny last year. They ran into State College a year before, who got red hot at the right time, hammered them. They got hammered last year. We've seen it countless times with Harrisburg, with Bishop McDevitt. is I there's something missing about those teams. And all those teams that went out to play those games in Altoona, especially the McDevitt and the Harrisburg teams, explosive offenses that you knew if they got up against a good defense were going to get shut down. This team doesn't have to do that. They can win a game running the football, ball control, kill time.
And I agree with you on this other thing. When you talk about Harrisburg, Bishop McDevitt, two teams that have spent a lot of time advancing, you know, teams like that, the one thing that they lack is physicality.
Right.
And this Central Dauphin team has the physicality that will give them a chance. They may not win, but they have the chance to do so. And Steve, we're going to bring Steve Leedy in right now as he's going to take a look at the brackets for us just to set everyone up for where we are at this stage and bring us up to date as far as the scores from around the state right now, especially starting with the Quad A.
All right, Quad A, everybody knows North Allegheny won the other game earlier today. They beat State College 40-14. Eastern half of Quad A. LaSalle over Nazareth. That's LaSalle College from Philadelphia. They beat the District 11 Nazareth team 41-33. North Penn is your District 1 champion. They beat Council Rock South 34-14.
And by the way, I want to make a quick point here because a lot of people think this is the North Allegheny Invitational. That North Penn team is really, really strong.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to make some noise here, too, in the next 2 weeks.
Continue.
Going to AAA. Archbishop Wood beat Pottsgrove 41-22. They will face Allentown Central Catholic in the Eastern Final. They beat Shamokin last night 56-14. In the East, Bishop McDevitt won a tough game last night here at Hershey Park Stadium over Lampeter Strasburg 28-14. They'll go to the Western Final to play Montour, who came back to beat Grove City. They were down 21-0. Montour wins 25-21.
Is Dick Butkus still coaching that Montour?
No, I don't think so. And
you know
I think
what was,
that's why they're winning now.
That's what the amazing thing is. They did the reality show out there, and the second that he left, all of a sudden that program became probably the best AAA program out there in the Whippeal.
By the way, Grove City undefeated going into that game last night and hammered Erie Prep, who a lot of people thought was going to get to that Bishop McDevitt game.
Double A, Lancaster Catholic shut out Mount Carmel this afternoon up at Shamokin, 21-0. They are on a collision course with West Catholic from Philadelphia, 32-7 over Penn Argyll. In the West, it's Tyrone, who beat Hickory 40-28. They will play at, was that game already announced for Mansion Park?
Tyrone, the situation with that is that Tyrone, it was reported in the Altoona Mirror today that Tyrone would play at 1 o'clock next Saturday at Mansion Park. Tyrone's about 15 minutes away. Makes maybe a little bit more sense that the closer team plays the early game, so these two teams don't have to travel far if next week's game is at Mansion Park, but that's all to be determined.
Now they will play Aliquippa, the District 7 champion, as they beat Moniteau 32-7. And the single-A games in the East, Southern Columbia over Pius 10th, 55-25. They'll play Penns Manor, who beat Columbia here earlier this afternoon, 41-22.
And Clareton will beat everybody. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yes. Sharpsville beat Port Allegheny, and Sharpsville will have a game in District 10 against Clareton, the Whippeal champion, who beat North Star 44-0 in a yawner last night. District 7 single A team playing a District 5 team, always in the first round of the CIAA playoffs.
That's always
fun.
That's always a joy. And but, you yeah. always know who's going to win that game.
So they meet Southern Columbia.
Clareton is right. tough, and you have to expect it to be Clareton and Southern Columbia there.
That's what you would expect.
They are heavy favorites, probably the heaviest favorites we would have in the entire thing.
Yeah, and the bottom line right now is Central Dauphin has put themselves in a position to have a chance to advance to a state championship game with one win. And you have to give them a shot right now. Are they favorite going in? No. And the history proves that.
Yeah, since District 3 went to the West in Quad A since 2004, District 3 is 0-4-7. And that was a couple Bishop McDevitt teams, a Harrisburg team, two Cumberland Valley teams, yeah. or State College, when they were a District 3-6 team, when it was the sub-regional, they lost there. And the one time that State College did win, they were from District 6, not
right.
from District 3.
And beat Cumberland Valley.
Yeah. And beat Cumberland Valley.
Exactly. So it has been a house of horrors anytime District 3 has gotten to that Western final.
And that's why we say that Mansion Park is the place where District 3 Quad A teams go to die, because it's just how it's been for the last 7 years. But hopefully this Rams team can change that trend next week.
And you have to be really thinking, based on their performance here, you got a ton of momentum. They know how to win close games. If they keep this game into the fourth quarter, a close game with North Allegheny, you've got to give them a great chance of winning, Eric.
Yeah, I really think you do. And I think the other thing, too, Brian and Steve, is that, you know, I keep having to go back to this element that Brandon LaVia brought to this offense tonight. Was not perfect, did not complete 100% of his passes, made two bad throws on the interceptions. But when he had to step up and make a play, and he got time and he got his feet set and put that beautiful pass out to Scales, the thing about this CD team that really seems to amaze me, their deep threats for receiving the football are their two best running backs. They don't have they don't have a Brian Lamell, they don't have a Jake Morgan, they don't have anybody who's going to catch 60 or 70 passes in a season. They've got a hammer at the big running back that's 6'4", and they have a speedy X-factor who can return kicks and score five different ways, and they just have to figure out a way to get the ball in their hands. And, you know, again, I mean, I go back to this. They can win games different ways. Their defense, Glenn McAmey, would be happy with a 9-7, 10-9, 10-7, 10-6 type of game next week.
You know what the most important thing they have? They have a District 3 Quad A championship.
That's correct.
As a result of a 24-21 victory tonight over Wilson in this championship game. Want to thank all of our sponsors here tonight. A big thank you goes out to Mr. Bob Subways with Bob and Carol Rogers. A thank you to Environmental Interiors, Dale and Kathleen Schwann. Thank you to Sherry and Bill Anderson of Remax Realty Professionals. A thank you to In Touch Communication with Anthony Cristillo. And also a thank you to Ted's Bar and Grill with Romeo and Johnny. And also a thank you to our studio producer tonight. That would be Jake Legor. And also a thank you to Steve Leedy, our statistician, my colleague Eric Thomas. And also a thank you to you, the listener, for tuning in tonight. This is Brian Kaiser saying goodnight from Hershey Park Stadium. Our final score, it was Central Dauphin 24, Wilson 21. The Rams are the District 3 Quad A champions for the year of 2011. Check our website, WMSSFM.com, to see if we are going to have, we hope to have, next week's game, time and place, date technically, to be determined. But we hope to have that game for you. And just check out our website to have the official confirmation on that, if and when that game will be on. Thank you for listening tonight. This has been a presentation of WMSS Sports.
You've been listening to the Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty post-game show here on WMSS and PennLive.com. Today's Central Dauphin game was brought to you in part by In Touch Communication, Ted's Bar and Grill, Environmental Interiors, Mr. Bob's Subway, and Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty Professionals. Your home for the best in high school football is WMSS and PennLive.com.